welcome back to the Challenge Unnamed Season Preseason Must Lose Draft Podcast. I am Brian Cohn. Here with me, as always, my co-host Alistair. Ali, how are you?
Pretty good for off the cuff on an intro there, Brian, because you didn't know 2 seconds ago that you were going to be doing the intro to this.
I said post 9:30 is my sweet spot for podcasting. This is we're in it. So this is my sweet spot.
When you said that, I did worry I've like ruined you for normal podcast scheduling.
Well, here we are. We got two people by our side to help us navigate this untapped terrain of Challenge 37. We got Brian Scalley and Matt Liguori. So Brian and Matt, how are you guys?
I feel like we should have both done an intro. Like you guys did your intro, then we do our intro. And like kind of like it makes me think of like the Timmy Turner, Jimmy Neutron crossover from forever ago.
Do your intro. We have no rules.
All right, let's pretend. Okay, let's pretend I didn't. Let's pretend I didn't speculate. Okay, so hello everyone, welcome back to the Dom and Colin podcast. Here with me as always, my co-host Brian Scalley. Scalley, how are you?
Hello, hello. I'm good. I'm excited. We are with two wonderful guests with us, ready to talk about a bunch of people that are going to be on next season that I don't really know, and I'm sure none of you do too. Excited to be here.
That was great. Supernatural. Proud of all of us.
Should we just record segments and like break it up where me or Ali lead the conversation and then you lead it and we'll just separate the two podcasts completely?
Yes. No, absolutely not. This is I guess twice a year now time that we all get to talk to each other, and I'm excited about it.
Well, I'm not excited, and let me tell you why. Last year I feel like we hit magic. Like, I don't know what possessed us to even do it. I don't remember the origin of it. I'm happy we did it, and I think it was really fun and had some really funny results. Now we're doing it again, and the whole cast, it's like three quarters people. We have no idea who they are. I don't know how we're going to judge it, but we're going to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just to bring the mood down for a second, I feel weird about this.
Yeah, this cast looks different. If anybody did not listen to that Must Lose Draft, we did have a lot of fun picking the losers. And then as the season went on for all 17 months it went on for, we kept track, or the DDs kept track. So shout out to the DDs that we will, I'm sure, talk about a couple times. Just watched all these people lose except for CT and Amber.
So speaking of that, Matt, you mentioned we have some old business to address,
mm-hmm. which I would have forgotten about if not for a text from Scalley this morning.
That is true.
So Scalley,
or Scalley would have brought it up on the podcast.
So Scalley, what was the bet situation from last time?
So the bet was if we were to win the Must Lose Draft, then Brian and Ali would have to reach out to, I think it was it three or five? I don't remember.
Definitely not five,
people three. That were on the challenge in order to try to secure a podcast, an interview, something of the sort.
I believe it was you give us three people and we try, we get case. Like one we of the three. It was like, we're going to try, we're going to make a good faith effort with all three of them to hopefully get one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so that we was were my understanding.
Yeah. That was exactly.
Yes, we wouldn't have even had stakes if not for me, and I don't regret it.
You're right. Scalley, what were the names that we came up with in about 10 seconds?
All right. So the first name that Matthew threw out there was one Joseph Allen. So how are the feelings on that one?
No problem.
It'll be a fun 2-minute interview. We'll keep calling
so
him.
So this is the order. This is the here. Okay. Here's my one concern. And I'll still do it. What do I care? So first of all, I want to be clear. This is like and we can go back and listen, but it should be in order of like, if he says yes, then we stop there. So he's the number one overall pick. I don't want it to be mean. Like, and
no,
maybe it's not
it
mean.
No.
I don't want it to be how hilarious is it that we reached out to you for an interview, but he was on the show.
Mm-hmm. No, true. I think it'd be a great like episode one recap because that's where Joseph was in his season.
I thought we weren't being
episode
mean.
One recap after. Yeah, exactly. After the season ends.
So there were some other names that were thrown around, as in these would be very entertaining podcast guests. One we just saw in last season, one we had not. These are not ordered, obviously. One that we saw in this last season, another rookie in Amber M. Feel like, why not give her even more airtime than she got on the reunion?
That makes sense to me.
feels like she's...
Brian would have to watch her whole season before the interview.
Maybe I'm blocked already.
I feel like, is she doing inter- like, do we foresee her doing like even like a Challenge Mania, like the you know, the gold standard out there?
I feel like she did one. No.
Did she?
I thought so. I don't know that I listened, but I'm pretty sure she did do one.
My question there would be, is she invited? If she's invited, of course she would do it.
Yeah, fair. I think she did do it.
And who was the third
What's
name?
Her actual last name? I'm trying to find her on Twitter.
Martinez.
Martinez. No relation.
Someone who had not been on in a little while. What about Brittany?
What? I forgot
that. How deep into your Are You the One rewatch are you that you're coming out with Brittany?
I figured, who's someone we haven't seen in a while, seems pretty accessible and easy to get on the podcast, and might be an entertaining guest.
Is that our three?
Brittany is in Brittany and Adam.
Who were you thinking, Matt?
I thought you were going to say Kendall.
If this was a must select podcast, that would have been pick number 1,000.
Kendall was also on the list. That is true.
Okay, so if we have four names there, we can knock one out now.
All right, let's knock out Joseph, just because it could be mean.
Sure. Okay.
I think all the other three are not mean. Even Brittany, like, it's not mean. It's just like, we haven't heard from you. Like, what are you up to? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, Ligori, what order do you want to set on that?
How am I in a world where I want to put Kendall first on this? I don't know. That's not a knock against Kendall. It was just I would never have expected to say Kendall is like my top priority person that I would love to hear from on the Challenger Hap Up.
And you know what? Given how active Kendall is, I feel like you guys might be one and done on reaching out in terms of this podcast guest appearance.
See, I would think that Amber M and Kendall will ignore or decline, and Brittany is the most likely to say yes of the three. But it's funny because you had toyed with saying Big Easy, and I'm a little sad that he's not on this list, if I'm being honest.
Couldn't make it that easy for you.
Said to me, small, hard, not Big Easy.
We debated Lolo.
Please don't
you
cut
debated
that clip.
Lolo. I said no.
Yeah. I'll reach out to Lolo now on this podcast and see if she responds. And
hopefully we get an update by the end.
if Lolo answered, I would absolutely, you know, bypass.
Lolo's at least aware of us. Lolo's aware of us.
Yeah.
So Kendall's one, and what, you want to put Amber two, or you want to put Brittany two?
Up to you, Scally.
Let's go Brittany two. I feel like a little more.
Really wants to hear from Brittany over there.
So we won't be hearing from Amber. We won't be reaching out to Amber. I mean, we had good. I'm trying to think if Brittany's season of Are You the One was like in the world where they were like all very aware of us, because nobody was talking about them, so they were like excited to be discussed.
I mean, probably that was right. She was on season three, so
Who else was on that season?
I mean, that was Hunter. I think it was Hunter. Yeah, that's Nelson.
The Amanda Nelson season.
Yeah.
Wow.
So my biggest people who would slide into DMs to talk about it were like Morgan was asking to be on the show. Cam Bruckman was like hitting my DMs. Tiki Kiki, never forget. Hannah Rathbun, the whole drama we had with her. I think that was all after Britney's season, right? Or am I crazy?
I think Hannah was that season.
All right, so we were in the mix. We were in the mix. We'll see. Jenny Natmiller, also her like sister, came for me, and then she was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I would come for me too.
All right. That sounds like a workable list. So that's the old business. And we'll all stay posted on that.
But what are the stakes for this season? Has anyone given any thought to this? I have not.
You have to buy a six pack of get a six pack of Pepsi Mango and say you actually like it.
Yes. Okay. I love this. The podcast team who loses has to do a 35-second video commercial for Pepsi Mango.
Wow.
Like a year and a half after it's relevant. Well, 30 seconds felt too small.
Can it be split up however we want? Can I get Scally to do 30 seconds? I'll do one.
Yo, but you think Brian's doing the whole thing. I'm not participating.
Oh, so the stakes is I do something and Allie does nothing. That's great.
Well, you know what? If the Challenger hop up doing a commercial could be Kyle Picard does it. You know, like who knows? Who knows who will do it?
Kyle might already be doing it. I'm not convinced Kyle doesn't work on this like product full time. So you never know.
We could also come up with stakes by the end if we actually want to think about it while we're all debating, but do we also want to talk about points, or are we not there yet?
Take us there, friend.
Okay, let's go there. So let's refresh on where we had the point system last time, which was highly debated during the season as we were going week to week. So the points that we had for everything last season was a little particularly different, where we had people that did not make it on the season. So I think we knew that ahead of time, or whatever it was, not getting on the season after being a name that we had to draft got you 2 points. If you left the challenge house in any other method other than being eliminated, in an elimination, you gained 2 points. Did I say that right before? Not getting on the season was plus 2 points. Leaving gains 2 points. An elimination loss gains you 1 point. An elimination win, you lose a point. You make the final, you lose a point. You win the season, you lose 3 points. And if you go an episode with no confessionals, you got 1 point. Now, Allie, did the DDs come up with a way to have this draft go in the way that we had been talking about? Maybe it would make more sense.
So I gave 1 minute's notice to the DDs. Okay. So they gave us sort of like food for thought, like things that we'll throw out that they thought maybe need changing. And some suggestions, and we'll sort of hammer out the final details here.
Okay.
Had I considered this, I would have just been like, you guys decide. But thank you to the DDs for getting us anything. We appreciate it. I will say, we can all admit, because we were all responsible for the scoring, so it's not just me with sour grapes, ridiculous that we did not think losing earlier should be worth more points than losing like right before the final.
Yeah, very much
in terms of biggest loser. But you know,
Bulls, Fessie, and Casey points were just as valid.
You live, you learn. all right, so here's what they said. So thank you to Kate, Stuart, and Matt. The major elements that need changing. How dare you? I'm just kidding. We asked him this. Currently, no benefit for having people eliminated early. How do we change scoring to benefit early boots? Maybe have bonus points for groups of episodes of elimination, e.g., if you are eliminated in the first 4 episodes, you get 3 bonus points, next 4, 2, next 4, 1. So that's interesting. I originally thought we'd like figure out the episodes and it'd be like 10 points if you go out first, 9 mm-hmm. points if you go out second, whatever. What do you think of their tiered scoring system suggestion?
I don't hate it, because I feel like, what is the difference between if, let's say, Josh goes home in episode 7 versus 10?
Like manifest that shit.
Yeah, I like it, especially because the way things have been going, it's guys' day, girls' day, and then this, if you bunch it by 4, typically that'll encompass 2 guys and 2 girls. So I think that's a pretty good way to do it.
So now, just a follow-up question. Is it by episode or the first 4 eliminations? Because you could see like having an episode where someone's medevac, so there's no elimination that week. And then, you know, is there a meaningful difference if they make it episodes? Because, you know, technically you're a less of a loser if you get more FaceTime on each episode. But do we care about the order?
I think I agree with the elimination basis for deciding, you know, when we've hit 4, because we already have bonus points for medevacs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. No, I meant, sorry. So like if you're medevaced and then like Brian's supposed to go into elimination, the elimination is canceled, there's no elimination that episode, then the next. So I do agree that because episodes could be wonky, there could be a to be continued. It should be based on eliminations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I will say I am always one. If you get it, medevac in the elimination arena, you were beat in an elimination, but whatever we decide.
I mean, we can decide that now. We're gonna be like on Rhett and Link. They have this like scroll of rules that they've kept adding to for this one game, because it gets very specific. Like if you're tied going in and you were tied before, and then like your left foot hurts.
You can't convince me that like Jay and Fessy ended in a tie, but Jay got medically evacuated. Like that's not what happened.
Like Rogan and what was it? Jay and Rogan?
Jay and Rogan. Yeah. Jay and Rogan.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if there was 2 different.
I was just like big guy hurt somebody.
Yeah. So Jay would not have been able to continue competing, but he was removed from the elimination. It feels strange to call that a loss for Jay, because Rogan hurt him. Like we're rewarding Rogan hurting his opponent?
No, but I think the first horn is blown on elimination. If you are eliminated, it's via elimination. I think any other method is any other method. But once you start an elimination, that's an elimination loss. And whatever you can, whatever it is, I think,
and this is now just for having fun talking about this. Doesn't really matter with the scoring, right? But like, it's like with the Kyle Fest, I think the Jay Rogan thing is tougher because, I mean, I see what Matt's saying. Like, the object was not to incapacitate your opponent, and then now you won because you did that. The goal of the elimination was to like out muscle him, you know, whatever. That's a fine line.
But those are the risks of elimination. Same thing in a final. So like if you get medevaced in a final, does that mean you didn't, you could have just won the final? Like the part of the risk in a final and elimination is getting hurt. So if you didn't finish it, you lost.
Right. So I think if you're medevaced in a final, you didn't lose the final. You are the loser. You would be fourth place out of four, let's say, but you were medically evacuated. Like Casey was medically unable. I mean, she ended up losing, but like, if let's say the doctor said you can't continue because of your knee, mm-hmm. she would have been medically evacuated from or medically disqualified. She still lost the final. It's different. So I think with Kyle, it's like, with Kyle, with the finger, right? It's like mm-hmm. he hurt his finger in the elimination, so he was no longer able to enter the elimination. I think reasonable minds can differ. For me, if you hurt your finger, like Nicole, if you hurt your finger outside of the elimination such that when you came to elimination, they would say you cannot compete, that's what happened to him. It just happened inside the bounds of the elimination. That's not Fessy. He ends up winning, quote, but he didn't do the elimination and beat Kyle in that sense.
Right.
I guess I'm getting outvoted here.
Well, I mean,
because you didn't finish the elimination. It's like if we did golf, if you and I played golf and I hurt my finger and couldn't play anymore. Yes, you get the win, but you didn't beat me in 18 holes of golf.
Like, yeah,
no, I didn't beat you in 18 holes, but I beat you in golf.
Like
walking
right,
away.
Right. So it's like you didn't win. So you still win. You get to continue. But in terms, and I think your elimination record would still reflect in terms of like how I view it. He got medically evacuated because he got bodied. Like, no disrespect to Rogan or Fessy. Some disrespect. But.
Yeah. I mean, it might say like a loss via DQ. It's like in boxing. You get knocked out, loss via knockout.
Yeah.
But the knockout's different because the object is to punch you in the face. Right, the object isn't break his fingers, but it, you know, it's again, this is very, we'll be here all night.
It's case by case.
Well, that's, we already are. Really, so here we are.
We have to assume they're.
You're making great points, Brian. Like, I don't think you're wrong. It's just like the way my brain wraps around it is different. It's not even like it's an easy right or wrong.
Yeah, I could be swayed either way. So
that's why we have people to decide this. Neutral people to decide.
I also think just for their scoring, it'll be so like then it's like a case by case. All right. Well, could they like I just think it'd be so much easier for them. It's like the elimination starts. You lose by elimination. And that's why I also think going back to the earlier topic.
Wait.
I think it's easy
to say if you're medically pulled, then you're medically pulled.
I guess. But then it's like,
exactly the same
quit, or if they're pulled, like then it's like, all right, so what if the person chooses to leave and it's like they can continue, but they're saying it's not worth it.
What if it's like a who's the woman who quit All Stars by being like, go F yourselves?
Yeah, see that, listen, I would say because that elimination never started. So that's a quit.
Well, now we're like, when does it start? She entered the crater.
Some peer review on some of these calls.
All right. The whole point is whatever the DDs decide is fine. I just refuse. I would be fine if they were like, we agree with Brian. Beautiful. I'm totally down.
I agree.
It's not easier to do it that way. It's equally as easy to say if TJ says you can no longer continue like Jay and Kyle, then they're like, it's the cuts the same way.
Yeah. I also feel like we're not about to start drafting people and say like, oh, I'm drafting Kyle because I think he's going to get his finger broken again. So it doesn't make a huge.
You don't speak for yourself. Yeah, I got my strategy.
Yeah, don't tell them, Brian. Shh. Like, yeah. Don't think about that, guys. Don't think about that.
Okay.
All right. So what did we decide? How many? So every four eliminations, you get more, you get less points, fewer points.
I feel like that's a good.
I kind of think it too. I like episodes more personally, honestly, because I think you're less. Like,
wait, I thought
extends,
that's the one
like, you're
thing
more
we
relevant.
So wait, we discussed that, Brian, but like what happens if. there's no elimination like in that episode and you jump to the next one. Like, it's just not, I agree. I think that's important. Like we said that, like you win more in the TV eyes by having more airtime, but like in terms of it actually being clean, counting by actual eliminations that happen, I think is just easier because the challenge can be so screwy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on that.
And then you actually won more episode in the game.
It's like, did you survive this episode? Yes. Did you survive this episode? Yes.
We just know that we can't trust the challenge to keep on.
But it's sort of like, okay, but it's almost like if you survive the episode, but there was no elimination, and then you get eliminated at the top of the next episode, like, was that really better?
Yeah, 2 weeks of notoriety.
It's not 2 weeks. It's like 10 seconds at the beginning of the, and if anything, they forget about you immediately because there's another elimination at the end.
I mean, this is a bit of a notoriety.
We could just let the DDs decide.
But I think I'm still on the other side.
Oh, true.
Yeah, it is. It is mostly like that's right. Should you get more points if you have a memorable medical evacuation from the elimination versus losing in the elimination?
I think we need a stockwatch going for every single week now.
If TMZ writes an article about a gruesome injury on the challenge, does that get you like bonus points or something?
All right. This is what we defer to the DDs. We agree with you, DDs. We think you guys decide, do you want to count it by episode or do you want to count it by every four eliminations or whatever you think makes the most sense? I think we all can agree to just defer to the people tallying this.
Absolutely. That works for me.
Sure.
So, but we do have.
But know that Brian will complain about it every week. Brian will complain about it every week if you don't go with him. Like, that's why it should. There will be some notable thing that will make headlines and it will happen spanning an episode. And he'll be like, that's exactly why we should have done it like this. And he'll be right. And he'll be right. And we'll all be upset. Okay. What were you saying, Matt? I'm sorry.
I don't know. Oh, just that we all are on the same page, though, at the very least, that like we're trying to get people that are going to go home earlier. Like, that's what we're doing here. So,
okay. Correct. In a non-notable, non-medical way. Yes. All right, that's only point one. Here's point two. What scoring happens during a final? What is an elimination? If there is an injury or a gassing out in the final, does that count as plus two? And how are points given outside of a winner and making a final, e.g. placement? So I think this is referring to what we were sort of touching on, but in a final, if you are Fessy and Casey were eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was an elimination, they were eliminated. If they were unable to continue because of Casey's knee, is that the 2 points we have, or is that the 1 point? Or is this made easier if we just make any time you're eliminated for other reasons or not, it's 1 point?
Yeah.
Like it counts the same.
Pulled medically or whatever, then yeah, whatever we have in place was good, I think.
Well, wait, no, but I'm saying we right now, Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, we have a discrepancy where we have an extra point if you're eliminated in a non-elimination way.
Right. Yeah. So true? If you leave by getting kicked out of the house or by an injury, you get 2 points. So Fessy and Casey, if they had been eliminated in the final because of an injury, they would have gotten 2 points each.
Should we drop it all to one once you're eliminated based on your tier of episode or eliminations that have passed? Should we make it all eliminations equal? All ways of being eliminated equal.
I kind of like the bonus point for the poll, whether it's a medical or a fighting. Like, there's mess on this show. We should acknowledge.
All right, that's fine. But then what do we do in the final? Then that's a medical. So that counts as the 2 points.
Yeah.
That's okay. Fine.
Medical.
Because
a finger. And then how are points? The final. It's a big injury. So if then you're getting pulled in the final.
If you win the season right now, you get a -3 points on your team. Do we want to say that, like, if you make money in the final, that you also lose points? Because usually that's just second place, or that's only first place. Like, at least as far as this season went.
Well, we have making final -1 already, so right. That kind of counts that. Maybe that should just be more. I feel like if we're talking about must lose,
mm-hmm.
I feel like winning the show should be a pretty big detriment.
Yeah, should be a little bit more.
Especially if we're adding all these five. Other points along the way.
Yes. And since we're tiering out the eliminations, I think it should be 5.
I agree.
Yeah, I think 5.
Do we want to do 5 for if you win the season and then like 2 or something like that if you make money, or do we not care about making money?
Maybe like just do two for second, because we never know how, like, maybe like minus five for winning, an additional minus two.
I would say second. Even just a minus one, because they're already getting the minus one for the making the final or whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah. Okay. That would be fine if that makes sense and sounds good.
I'm like Leslie Knope on Turtles. No. What happens with a purge? I.e., do you lose points for surviving it, lose points for being eliminated, or neither?
In a purge, you gain
like a normal elimination, I think.
Oh, so you mean like when that? So if you win it, is that considered an elimination win? Interesting.
I don't think so. I think just the person goes out like in a normal elimination loser, and yeah. then everyone else yeah. is even.
I agree.
Because we don't reward challenge wins or penalize challenge wins. So I think mm-hmm. that's more similar to a challenge win.
I agree.
Right. But they still gain you a point because they're taken out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're eliminated.
I'm down for
that. So we consider that equal to a regular elimination, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We agree. Are there any other things that deserve to be scored? In my opinion, this is Matt Stewart writing, everything above should account for additions, but I know cheating was mentioned last time. Maybe being DQ'd from a daily challenge or something could be worth a half point
no.
or something.
I don't think I like DQ'd from
P.S. These like people, are the people who have to deal with it. We don't deal with it. So I just they're feel
like
suggesting
people throw
it.
Daily challenges as like strategy and stuff. And if they That's get true. DQ'd, it could have been for them wanting to be DQ'd. So I like leaving the dailies alone.
I if anything, I would say maybe a half point for winning. Like you lose a half point for winning a daily.
Hmm.
I'd be better with that than the DQ for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't like fight
it. I say, yeah,
like,
I said it.
Like this whole draft is so like results oriented, not like, like it's like get, when you're getting taken out of the game or the results in the end of the game rather than mm-hmm. like, it's like if this was like a Big Brother must lose and like you take, you know, give people like points or whatever for like HOH or veto wins. It's like that has no impact directly on your
yeah, that's true.
Place in the game.
I mean, it does in the sense that you're safe from the elimination. So I could see just the counterpoint being you did the opposite of be vulnerable. You're safe. Like, forget the veto. Power. Like, you know what I mean? It's like that. I could see the, just like make it makes sense that if you win the daily, but we don't, it sort of relies on us understanding the format, which we don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. Look, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong. We have three great people who were in the weeds with this, who clearly have thought a lot about this. If when the format gets announced, we've already locked in our picks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with if they feel like a point here, a half a point or whatever makes sense. And they determine that before the show starts. I'm okay with like them having leeway to adjust the rules before we start based on the format of the show. Unless you guys feel like that would really change your mind about who you're picking in a way that you feel like you don't want.
No, I was going to say, especially if they change anything like in my favor, then I'm, you know, I'm good.
You won't know that.
I'll just have to hope for the best.
Although on the flip side, it's like maybe it would change, like because you might think someone's not going to be great in a final, but would crush dailies or
the dailies is the only one that would affect my drafting strategy.
So my only other thing points related is what about a fun bonus point for anybody that goes two episodes in a row without a confessional?
Ooh.
Did that even happen?
I have to imagine that Amber B had that happen.
So 1 point for or like one well, I get, point for
Yeah, no,
each.
Amber B, Amber M both Amber M won 3 episodes without a confessional.
So would that third episode would be worth 3 points on its own or just another two?
I think
you could just keep doubling.
Add it
make
up,
it
yeah.
like that penny thing.
Yeah. What I about think you this? Add one every time. So it's one, then two, then three.
I would be inclined. I'm fine with that. I would be just thinking about it inclined to say we don't need any more points that or the daily challenges. But that's like, you know, at the point you're getting the same amount for like winning the final with a confessionals. But I'm fine if you guys are. What if this would be insane to keep track of? What if you get a point if you go unmentioned on our podcast after the episode?
That's a lot to keep track of.
I know, but isn't that so funny? Like that's the true, that is the true meaning of being irrelevant. Like Brian's trying to capture with like staying episode to episode.
How conscious do you think you would be of that? Like to make sure you don't say a specific person's name.
Very.
I don't even know who's on my. I wouldn't be conscious of it, but that's because I'm not conscious.
Yeah,
you'd be like,
I only know who's on my team the second.
Whoever.
Yeah, once Allie goes through the scoring, that's how I know who's on my team. The only thing, other thing I thought of was, assuming this season has partner switches, should we like toss a fun thing, like a minus half point if you get picked to like be your new partner because someone thinks of you so strongly that they steal you?
Or the reverse, that you get a point.
Or the reverse, like another half, like a half point if you, someone leaves you.
I like that. I like both. What if it's a half point, plus or minus a half point if you get selected or you get left?
Plus 1 point if you break into hysterical tears because you're unhappy
with
your position in the game.
But the person leaving is never leaving. So they would, yeah, so they get to leave their own point. Yeah, okay, never mind. I kind of forgot how it works. But yeah, exactly.
So if I left Brian Cohen and selected Brian Scally, the person who has Brian Scally would lose a half point, and the person who has Brian would gain a half point for having the lefty.
Yeah.
But if it were the same, if it functioned the same way as it did in Double Agents, then there's no points that follow on the repicks. It's just the initial person who has the opportunity to leave.
Yeah. Hmm. It's the elimination winner who throws off the half points.
I like that.
Now I feel like Allie of like, are we just adding points because we want to add points?
I like that. I like that rule, and I would say let's not mess with the daily challenge and let's not mess with the multiplier confessionals.
Agreed. Because yeah, I think that that's more strategy based, and like that is up to interpretation. Whereas this is generally going to be for optimizing your role, which we're trying to pick losers, not people that are optimal towards the end.
Well, what makes like if I'm Fessy and I get taken by Anissa, what makes that worse for debatable. What makes that so significant on Fessy's part with him losing a point there?
Because he's too good of a competitor that he's wanted.
People think he's a winner. We want losers.
Look at everyone who was selected. They were either selected because they were like deemed to be the best, or they were selected because they already had a skull, in which case they were winners, so they got picked.
Okay.
So you don't have a skull and you suck, you're not getting picked.
Right. Okay.
Last point from Matt. Are there any current scores that are overpowering the scoring? In my opinion, it seemed pretty balanced last time without any players making a runaway. I agree. I think like aside from maybe we think earlier losers should be accounted for, which we have, I think it was otherwise pretty okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah.
And here comes Stuart. Beep, beep. One last point. The only thing I would mention, and this might be splitting hairs, LOL, Stuart, if you listen to the last 34 minutes of this, talk about splitting hairs, are the purges all equal? Is being purged in the final different than being purged in a random episode? Because we sort of expect a purge to occur in the final, regardless if there have been any in the season prior to that point. Okay.
Because we're already treating the purge as an irregular elimination. I think we've already basically covered that getting eliminated, whether it be in the final or in a regular purge, should just count as you were eliminated plus one.
But it should count in the scope it is. Like if it's decided between, sorry, at the tier that it is. So like if it's in the second episode, whatever, if it's done by episode or eliminations, if it's in that bracket, you get those points for the elimination at that time. So in the final, you'd get less points for being eliminated in the final.
Agreed.
Fewer points. Whatever. It's going to be a late night.
36 days here.
Oh, my God.
A lot to think about. Thank you again to the great DDs.
Yes. Shout out.
I have one little beep, small. Beep. Stop doing my bits. I'm just kidding. Nobody cares about that. Okay, Brian, I have a little inside thing for us to discuss. It'd be 1 second. Ooh. This is being filmed in northern Croatia. At this hour, we are in May 17th, when we are recording this in 2021. How long into our recording of the actual season when it airs until we forget that this is where the season's being filmed?
Episode one. This is, I mean, I mean, unless TJ says it in like the opening sequence, there's no chance I remember.
I wrote it down and read it, so I might never forget, but I do feel like at least 5 episodes in, I'm going to be Googling that. It's going to come up and it's going to be like, it looks nice out or whatever. And it's going to be like, where are they? But at this day, at this time, we did know. We both knew. So we'll see how long that stays.
Is this going to be called Double Agents 2?
Double Agents?
Triple Agents.
I think, I do think the rumored name is like Mission Impossible or something.
Mission Impossible?
Didn't we all see the same length? Wasn't it called like Jabberwocky or something and then it changed? What was the one that was like Challenge Deranged? There was... Remember when it was all dubbed? Then it was all dubbed like War of the Worlds.
What was it?
Oh, it was War Bloody Hell or something.
Called something else.
Bloody Hell.
Bloody Hell.
Oh, okay.
Because it was the British. It was the international season, and it was going to be called Bloody Hell.
That changed also.
That would have been a great name.
Yeah. Didn't TJ never? He was never seen saying the name War, of the show. Right. World's always two. Voiceover.
So who knows that this might not be, this might just be the working. Matt, do you want to set up like where we're at in terms of like, do we know these people are going to be on, like, but can you orient us in this world here?
It's really confusing. And if not for this draft, I would have absolutely taken a look at the pairs by now, because the pairs apparently are out there. So it's weird. So if you haven't been following along with anything, I'm sure you've probably at least seen something. They started filming a couple, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I guess by now. They started filming the season. I think they had initially 34 people on the cast and then like alternates, like they especially do in the COVID times, you know, I gotta have extra people out there. They went into a second quarantine because I guess somebody in the house had tested positive, which how does that happen after the initial quarantine and all those tests that they do before? Who knows? So then they went back into quarantine and they're now back out there playing again. But since they went back out there, two names were added to the cast, which we believe to have been alternates. The only thing is that we don't know, or I mean, people might know, but I don't think any of us know who those alternates are coming in to replace. So we are kind of in a world where we could be using those 2 points for not being on the season if we use them in a way of like not being on the season past the second quarantine kind of thing. It's entirely possible, or these two people could have just been added. I have no idea, but that's, you know, alternates usually come in because they're replacing somebody. So we're guessing that when the cast went into quarantine, or I am guessing when the cast went into quarantine again, they replace people. So that's where we're at.
It is brutal to get points for like people getting COVID and having right. to leave, because people are saying that that's going to be discussed on the show potentially.
It just feels like it has to be, because if they're going into a second quarantine, all of a sudden two new people pop in to replace two other people. It just feels like they have to somehow acknowledge it.
Right. It wasn't early enough where they could sort of like scrap what they had. That's right. Like people were eliminated already, whatever.
So security breach, classic security breach.
Yeah, so we have 36 names here, which, I mean, at the very least, helps us with a, you know, draft, because that's an even number divided by four, right? That's, yeah,
it yeah, is. Nine people each.
So, yeah, if we ever start picking them, we will have nine people each, and we will potentially see some weird stuff happening at the beginning of the season, but that's okay. So are we ready?
Do we have an order? Should I think we should select in the order of best individual performance from last time.
Oh. Well, I would say they should at least get first pick.
No. I should get individually first pick, and then Brian Cohen will get last pick because he sucked at it.
I was going to say best performer on our team decides the order.
I think I like what Alex said. By like, we already did the, you know, who wins the whole draft was like by teams, but this could be individual. So
judge me not by the sins of my partner.
So Allie, as the best performer, would get to pick her spot first, and then then Scally, then me, then Brian Cohen.
I thought we literally, I was gonna suggest we literally pick an order, but you're right, that's too favorable honestly to give me first and Brian four and five.
Yeah, so I think you get to pick the spot that you drafted.
Okay. Sorry, Brian, I really threw you under the bus there, but, you know, I got to get something.
That's all good.
I will put myself in.
Can I offer a piece of advice?
Yeah, I would love that. Go ahead.
I definitely think you should pick first, because since everyone's getting nine people, that means the last round you will have first pick in. So you don't want to get, you want to have the best of the last picks.
Interesting. I wasn't going to do that because I thought it's like so consequential, the beginning pick, but So for the same reason, that speaks to me that like really the end matters. Although my first pick in the last draft was the reason that was the only person who survived to the final. All right. So I'll pick first. Fine. Thanks, Brian.
I'll take second then for that same reason.
Yeah, Brian, I feel like you just did this to yourself. I'll take third.
That's okay.
I take the grenade like for my partner. Great.
I think this is really strong. I actually think what I said was like me picking first and you having the hot corner is too strong. But now I'm first and you have the hot corner. So I think that's great.
Yeah. I want to control. I got to get my double picks.
And when it comes to teams and who's going last, honestly, like this is such a crapshoot. I don't even know why we're doing this, but here we are 45 minutes in. So we're having a good time. All right. So what I did was and this was stupid. I did it by men and women. And I just ordered them loosely and like who I'd want from first to worst based on almost nothing. I'm not going to lie. I am tempted to repick Amber Borzotra as my first pick again.
That's incredible.
In this draft.
That would be very iconic.
It's very close to doing it just for the story. I'm not going to do it. So stop salivating, Dom and Colin over there. But I'm going to pick, and I meant to Google the pronunciation of all these folks' names, and then we started the podcast, so I'm sorry. But I am going with the anti-talent logic. I am picking my first pick overall in the Must Lose draft is Emmy Lupe from X Factor and Survivor Romania.
I can't even find this person on my board. Where? Who?
And a hush fell over the crowd.
Oh, Emmy. Nobody.
Good pick. Good pick.
Thank you, Ryan. I'm picking her because, again, like if you're on a talent show that has no bearing here at all, right? Like even the love shows, at least like you can have some sort of like social game maybe from that. I just like I don't see anything that jumps out to me with Emmy. Now watch, she'll get paired with CT and win the whole thing. Like, you know, who knows? That is my first selection. I just did realize, and I think we talked about this, that potentially, no, never mind. I was going to say that if confessional points, you have the opportunity to earn points if you stay longer. So maybe that factors in, rewards you for staying longer. But by the time you get like 5 weeks in, you're not getting no confessional. So, okay, I'm sticking with Emmy, number one. What do you guys?
That Survivor Romania is like 145 days.
I know Survivor Turkey.
I didn't know there was
like
Survivor Romania, so.
Yeah, Emmy was on Survivor Romania, and I believe she made it to like day 95 of 145.
Yeah, she got sixth place, I think it says. And so, yeah, I agree with if Emmy had only been on X Factor, would have been right to the top of my board. But that's Survivor Romania, as well as like, I think that she seems like she is not going to be at the absolute bottom of the barrel for me. So I did not have Emmy quite this low.
I also didn't, but it was just because of Survivor.
Yeah.
But look at how good the Survivor contestants have done. I mean, Turbo's the best performing. Yeah, but he's like, he performs well, not because he was on Survivor Turkey for that long. He's like a beast. So that was my process.
I'm not taking Jay as like the top performing Survivor of all time, who would be the best like transition to the challenge. So not to say that she is the best Survivor Romanian representative out there, but I don't think that Survivor is like ultimately going to be the like be all end all of how she's going to end up doing on the show. But I think that there are other people who, not that I know, like people that I know on the same level as her. I'm not sure. Maybe she's on that, like, you know, similar to above or below, but there are people that I know on this board that I do not think will be doing well. So I'm going to jump there first.
Go for it.
All right.
All right. With that, when Allie said the anti-talent bias, I thought she was going to be going for one of the least talented people on the cast. And we all know that people with the least talent end up on Big Brother. So I will be taking Huey from Big Brother UK.
Huey has quite the Instagram presence.
He does.
What I mostly saw from there was that I feel like he is big on talking about the work he's had done to himself. I saw a booty pic over there. What else did I see? I don't know. Seems like a big personality.
Can only remember the booty pic. Classic Matt LaGuardia.
Tell me
so
about it.
I did watch Huey's season of Big Brother UK. I'm not a big Huey fan in general, but one thing that they've been lacking in the past couple seasons, so I am not ultimately like upset that Huey's here, is they've been lacking LGBTQ plus men. Huey is bisexual, so excited that they are making an effort to cast more men that fall that are identify as queer. But I don't see Huey performing well. I believe he was a smoker at the time of Big Brother UK. I don't know if that is still the case, but ultimately is why I am leaning towards my first pick overall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Huey was my number one pick on the men's side. So I, unlike the disrespect of the pick of my pick, I respect this. Like, it would have been between him and Emmy, and I picked Emmy. So good pick.
Good okay. pick.
I keep thinking that like we all might contribute, but like none of us know any of these people. I'm like, so what do we all think of? I'm glad at least Scally sounds like he's seen some of him to talk about him. But this next person that I'm going to pick, I'd be very surprised if anybody has seen. But then again, Scally is our resident Love Island expert. I'm taking a winner. I'm taking a winner off the board here. I'm taking Tracy, the winner of Love Island. I don't know which Love Island. Scally, what Love Island is this?
Tracy is from
Germany. Danke schön, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Tracy is my pick. I don't know. As you were saying, Allie, whether it was on air or off air, it just feels like at a certain point, a lot of these rookies were just judging, like looking at them and saying, okay, they, you know, because what else is there? Like, besides like kind of seeing their height, their weight, their, I don't know, whatever muscles you can see in their Instagram pictures to determine how you feel about them. And Tracy, I just kind of look around at the rest of the cast, the rest of the girls in the cast, the women here. And I guess she just kind of looks the smallest. Amber M kind of smallest in an obvious way.
She was my number two overall. So now I'm like, well, I just had my wrong slot in the number one slot. But otherwise, I'm totally aligned with you guys. I think you can also look at like to not just be like, you know, physically minded or whatever, like based on appearance. You know, she's on Love Island. So like, yeah, she might have a social game. But like as compared to somebody who's on a more social strategy game, Survivor, Big Brother, et cetera, like maybe she's got more less of an interest in that kind of thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She wasn't at the total bottom of my board. I think she was like three from the bottom on the women's side. But the fact she studied law, so maybe she's smart. Who knows? I don't have high hopes for Tracy, but yeah.
Wait, she studied law? I thought someone from Big Brother Nigeria studied law.
I mean,
shoot, do I have my
It's not. Yeah, no, there's more than one. Law student on the cast,
lawyer.
Or student of law on the cast. So yes, Tracy picked her up just from the bottom spot in terms of the women's side, but totally defensible here.
Brian Cohen, what do you think, right, about Tracy?
All right, I got my. I was focusing on my picks. I need to improve my showing from last year, so all I was right. Focusing on my picks while you guys are going.
You
so,
are up.
I'm trying to think a little bit outside the box here. I'm going with Tasha. And the reason why I'm doing it strictly is because she was ejected from her season of Big Brother for a physical fight. So I am hoping she brings that type of energy into the Challenge House and gets ejected again. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Anybody know anything about Tasha?
I have Tasha midway down. I have some returning players above her in terms of I would have preferred to pick them, but I had the reverse reaction where I was like, she knows what it's like to lose a game because of violence, but I love the alternate side. Like, I love the thought going in that like maybe she's just reckless with she throws hands.
Yeah, that is the hope.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel the way that they note on the article that I think we're probably all looking at, that she has like a huge fan base to the point where like even I was seeing lots of retweets going on as the cast was being announced for Tasha. So I am wondering if maybe they would like to keep her around. She's less likely to miss the initial cast, so wasn't right at the bottom for me, but I am excited for Tasha, at least based on the description that we have.
But somebody else on the cast who we'll talk about has beef with her. So I think, like, you know, the kindling is there.
That is true, but was also the same, the what was said of, I mean, let's say Rogan and Kyle as a more well-known one, or just Liv and Big T as most recently were supposedly, they had beef leading in, and then closest of allies. So I could see that, sure, it could not work well in Tasha's case, or they could be, you know, the only other person they know becomes their immediate ally.
Hmm. Yeah,
see, now I'm hoping the only person they know becomes their immediate enemy, because a perfect lead in to my second pick, I'm going with Esther, the person that she had a recent fight.
I can't believe you're doubling down.
So I am taking them both.
Oh no.
And I'm hoping episode one, the alcohol is flowing and they just beat the crap out of each other. And We're not hoping for that.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. We are not hoping that two women beat the crap out of each other on the first night of the episode.
But they throw a punch that are physically restrained. And then TJ comes in and says is very disappointed in everyone.
Oh, no. That's what I'm disappointed.
I had a very poor showing. I'm throwing out all strategy. And this is what I'm doing. I'm looking for people that I wouldn't normally think of. And that's what I'm going with. So
I had Esther high on my board.
Let's roll.
How, yeah. What do we mean by high? Like, as in you wanted to pick her?
Yeah. Like, soon, it was like a soon pick that I would have potentially taken next.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Her 14th place finish doesn't seem to be indicative of a great game of Big Brother. So I don't know how she will be either socially or strategically. But again, this is another student of law that we are picking super early. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I had Esther actually right below Tasha and below, meaning I would have picked Tasha first. Also below probably 10 other women. I think... Yeah, maybe I just was like, oh, she's probably smart or like, you know, whatever. And I don't really care about your finish in Big Brother, given how terrible of a challenge competitor Josh is, having won Big Brother. So it's sort of like, if I haven't seen it. But you know what? We might not win, but we're having the most fun. Team wrap ups.
Alrighty. So I'm up with my second pick and the top of my board. Or I guess the bottom, whatever you would consider it. There's a couple of names up here. I'm definitely looking at the love shows. So I already have a Love Island person. There's still a couple of Love Island contenders and Paradise Hotel going on. A lot of X on the Beach as well. So I'm going to go in there in one way or another. I think I will ultimately land on Priscilla from Love Island UK. Why? I don't know. I don't know. Just a love show. Like I said, I was going for one of those. I vaguely remember Priscilla. She was on Love Island UK, I believe season 6. And I think she was, I don't know if you remember, Scally. Was she one of the
Don't say it. Don't say it. Because it does spoil. And I hadn't watched season 6 yet. And I got spoiled. So just like in the event that somebody doesn't want to know her placement, I don't think it matters.
Fair point. Thank you for stopping me there.
It's not you. I was mad at the article that I read that spoiled it.
I don't know. Just I feel like could be relatively quiet on the season. Could get me some confessional points. And I also don't feel great about her chances overall. So just feels like a safe pick here.
She was my number one pick on the women's side and where I would have been going. So you sniped me. I don't know if that's
Scally, I have a pick that I want so badly.
Oh, no.
And if you pick that, you consider my keys being melted down.
Oh, no. Just let me draft on a Monday without consequences. that's so scary.
If I wasn't going for chaos, I probably would have went Priscilla.
Small on the smaller side. I don't remember her being particularly athletic. And again, like I said, I was going for people that I have seen elsewhere. So I believe and like have some knowledge of. And Priscilla is a little bit quiet. I don't know how she will do in the house. Not that that stopped someone like an Amber B last season who is quiet herself. But I don't know how well Priscilla will mesh immediately.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you got?
It's a good pick. If I wasn't going for chaos, I think I would have went Priscilla. So I think it's a good pick.
Ooh, this is tough.
Brian Masks going for chaos is going for the win. He's like, I really want to win this time. I chose chaos.
Chaos is a ladder.
Oh, this is tough. I think I'm going to go with match strategy. Go for someone who was on a love show. And let's take someone I don't know anything about. I'm going to go for Bettina.
God damn it. You're uninvited. Also, it was like the most gripping thing because you were like, I'm picking people I know. And I was like, perfect. And then you're like, love show. I was like, that's okay. People I don't know. Oh, I was so hoping she'd fall to me, but Emmy would have fallen to me. God damn it.
Sorry about it.
Chappelle's getting your keys. Chappelle, give me your address.
Oh, no. I mean, it says she's a reality TV celebrity. She has won a show before. And hey, Ashley Mitchell is no longer the only person on the cast to have stolen money from their co-winner. Bettina seemed to do the same. So I think she probably does end up on this cast, given that she seems pretty notable. But I am.
Well, so I think everybody ends up on this cast unless they got COVID.
I'm not sure about that. I think that, like we said, we were going through the numbers and there are 10 Americans and then 10 international players, but also 8 vets and 10 rookies.
Why do you keep saying 10 and 10? There's 36 people.
I don't know. I'm dumb. Like, I'm dumb.
What 16 people are you dropping?
I'm dropping. There are many that I would drop freely. So,
well, I mean, fair, but.
I think I was saying 10 and 10 in terms of the 10 international, 10 rookie women and 10 rookie men. I'm counting all in my head and I'm all over the place. But so, yeah, so I think that while there are less vets than rookies, I think that we are open to potentially cutting some rookies as well as potentially we could lose anybody anywhere potentially. So I am going to go for Bettina and
that's lose anyone at any time.
Right. Hopefully my team.
All right.
I'm going to make some quick picks and I'm not inviting the Dom and Colin podcast to comment on them. I'm going to the men because I will say, frankly, with the rest of my list, I'm worried about on the women's side. I'm worried about strong performance or strong confessional points. So I am making my way down to the men. And I am picking this person. I think this is a crazy pick, but I want it to be on the record that this man went second overall in the loser's draft. I am picking Jeremiah White from Love Island US season 2 for personal reasons. Not to spoil what happened on Love Island season 2, but don't disrespect our queen. I also think, look, there's a lot of big guy. He's a big fit guy. So this maybe seems insane. I don't think he's getting a confessional. Like, I think there's a very real chance he gets eliminated with no confessionals like in week 3. I don't know that people will want to necessarily go against him, but I think he could be sent in against other rookies. I don't know who his partner is going to end up being, but don't disrespect Justine and then expect me to not pick you in this loser draft. And then I'm going to pick actually way further down my men's list than I thought I would go. But this person sticks out to me as someone. I'm torn. I am torn between two people. And normally the conversation we had about my first pick is affecting me. I think I'm going to pick Emmanuel. I'm picking Emmanuel. Pick. I'm doing another Survivor Romania. I know you guys think I'm crazy, but he's definitely on the smaller side. And I think he could get cut. If people could get cut at any time, what's he doing around here? So that's it. That's my pick.
I have no input on the pick necessarily, but I am just putting it on the record that I am already all in on Emmanuel. I've watched his videos dancing on his Instagram and I just get like captivated. I'm like, oh my
me
god
too. I was like, I love him question mark, like far be it for me to stand in the preseason.
I think I am
the challenge.
But, do you know who else was a dancer? Asaf. How'd he do?
Oh no, don't do that.
Oh no.
I had no input on his challenge abilities. He was kind of middle of my board, but I was just like, I hope he dances on the show.
All right, well, dot the corners of your mouth. Your drool has escaped, and we'll move on.
Great. I love the picks. Dancers lose.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, he was pretty high on my board in terms of who I would be picking. So while I hope he's on the cast and I like what I've seen from him so far.
I like what I see. We're just going to objectify all the men on the show. While I like what I see, I would have picked him. This is like when Brian used to talk about Jenna on older seasons. Be like, hose him down.
Ooh, now I am torn. I'm very torn between a couple picks. I think I'm going to go with someone. I'm hoping that their season was not 100 plus days, but I am eyeing someone that I think first impressions, maybe a J type. I did not get to see if he is super tall or not, but I'm going to go with Logan here.
Logan.
You want to talk about liking what you see? He is my fourth to bottom in terms of who I wanted to pick. I am so high on Logan that I'm just like falling, free falling without a ripcord or whatever.
Two different color eyes. Important to note.
I wouldn't have picked Logan this soon. Can I criticize my own team?
Please feel free. I would love to be criticized.
I've never heard you say that in your life. I just from Logan's Instagram, I saw him like jumping all around doing flips and tricks. I was like, this guy's moving.
Okay. Maybe I picked wrong, but this is where I was going. I don't think he has the size necessarily on a lot of the guys, and that's something that I typically will favor in picks.
We're looking at the same man.
Like, sure, Asaf held on, like, Jay held on, like, great for two eliminations.
No, I mean, he doesn't look that small to me.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong, but I did a quick Google search. Sue me.
Okay. Shall we move on? Shall I go?
Well, no, Brian's point with the eye. He had an eye injury, and, like, I'm not clear if it's, like, a fake eye. I think it's, like, a fake eye.
I'm not sure that it is.
I don't think it's fake. I think they must have just done some type of surgery. Or maybe it's a new eye. But it's like a real eye, but like a replacement eye.
He went to the eye store and popped one in.
He went to the eye store and picked that one. Mm. Looks good, though.
He does look good.
The Max Scherzer look.
Looks great. Okay.
We like what we see on the Challenger wrap-up, at least.
All right. I will also, let's go 3 for 3 in round 3 of knocking a guy off the board here. The guy that I had ranked the lowest, I guess, for this draft, the highest is still available to me. I really like this individual as a person, but as a challenger, I am very confused and I'm not super high on the chances of one Tommy Sheehan. So, again, A, how did he get here? And B, look at the rest of these guys.
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
How did you get here? No.
I didn't know where that was going.
You want me to say?
I don't know. Look, I just don't see it. I don't see it. I get that there's other Survivor people here, but is there some natural alliance forming maybe between Tommy and Michelle, but like between Tommy, Michelle, Michaela, like, are they combining forces with Big Brother and somehow we're getting a power alliance? I don't see it. I feel like there's a lot of big buff guys around, and not to say that teachers can't be a beast in physical eliminations, but I'm just looking at Tommy. Like I don't know. The confidence isn't there for me. And also
he was on the tip of my tongue.
I think I can bank confessional points here as well.
Yeah, that's fair. I could see a lack of confessionals. Also, don't know why he's here. Very confused as to that. But Tommy does have some size, so I am not so confident in him being like totally out of this. I don't see Tommy as a winner, but I'm not sure that I see him as like a super easy target immediately off the board.
I would have loved to select Tommy because I would have loved to root against him. I don't like Tommy. I mean, not personal. I'm, whatever. Especially when someone like Michelle is on this board and it's like they both had the exact same game and Tommy gets praised for it. It makes me take it out on Tommy. Just not my cup of tea in terms of the type of winner he was in Survivor. Sorry for the spoiler.
Tommy gets praised by who?
Tommy did not get as criticized at all. People were like, good win. So great social game. That was my impression.
Yeah. Well, there was no Aubrey on the final travel, I guess. But yeah.
So but this is not a conversation podcast for another day. So just generally overall, it's not my favorite type of winner. Both of them, frankly. Mm-hmm. So I would hesitate to pick Tommy. And the reason I had him sort of in the middle of my board is because I think the Big Brother Alliance is the dominant alliance. The Big Brother Alliance can meld into Survivor, although I would expect it to, particularly when there are so many new people. And at least like there are connections that can be made off air with these people that can't be made necessarily with people on different shows. Maybe I worry that people like Devin or some other people throughout, like, I'll never trust someone from Survivor. Corey said that, I think. It's sort of a mixed bag for me, but I just thought he's more protected than some of these other people. And yeah, maybe I'm overestimating his size. He, to me, does not look like someone who'd be a slouch in the challenges, although he was in Survivor. So who can say?
Yeah, that's all I got.
So I love the fact, because I can make this pick now, that 11... all 11 picks were rookies, and I can say definitively the first vet taken in this draft is Josh, and I can root against him with all of my might and put it to work, and it's going to be great. And it's, I love that I can make Josh the first veteran taken of this draft. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Jealous you took it from me this time.
I wanted it. He was my next pick.
The second pick, I'm not happy to do this, but again, since this is must lose, I'm not going for no confessionals with these two picks, unfortunately, but this person is just not going to win the show. We love her. She's not going to win the show.
You're
and
right.
That is Big T.
Oh,
Big yeah. T is not going to win the show at
I
all.
Definitely thought
ever.
You were picking Nani, but is that
I would
that?
Pick Nani to win.
What'd
before
you think?
Big
what,
T.
What
so,
happened?
Did you think he was picking Nani?
Oh, no, I thought he was picking Michelle.
No, I saw the Big T pick coming and I'm upset. I just don't like the disrespect. She won a daily. She won.
It's not disrespect. It's not disrespect. Because
it's very proper respect.
We're going to suffer with both of those picks on confessionals. I think that's when I was sort of between the, although I do have one male veteran above Josh, if you can believe it, just based on relationships. I do think Josh is very well insulated for the foreseeable future, honestly. If anything, his performance at the reunion endeared him to even people he's probably not close with. And he's got his big brother and sister on the show. So I just think Josh is like protected from going into early eliminations for a little bit and is high confessional fodder. But I respect the grudge pick of just like, he sucks, he's not winning, and let's celebrate that.
I think the fact that Big Brother's Alliance did so well last year, I can see there being a concerted effort to go after them early, and Josh mm-hmm. would be such an easy target to get out. So I could see Josh being one of the first couple people out, depending upon formats and stuff. But I could see the house trying to rally against Big Brother.
I just worry if you're gonna rally a resistance, why are you taking the shot at Josh? Maybe because you're afraid you go in. Like, I could definitely see it. I am proud of the pick. I support it completely. And the Big T pick, yeah, the only reason I didn't even pick Big T four picks ago was because of confessionals. But I think this is perfect timing to just get those locks in. I'm sorry. It is what it is. I have people bolded on here that I think cannot win the final, but that doesn't mean they're at the top of my board. It's just like they will not win the final. I don't see it. Prove me wrong. Amber B did, but I support that pick from Brian.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm not happy about either of them. No, that's not true. Yeah, no, that is true. I'm not happy about Josh because I would have wanted Josh. I'm not happy about Big T because I wish that we all had her hired.
You would have picked them too. Get over it. You guys look like the Big T supporters. Please, please, please.
I would have. Okay. I was hoping that we would keep talking because I have like three names here that I cannot decide between.
I'll say the thing with Josh is,
okay, thank you.
especially if we were not gaining points by how long they last. Josh was my number one pick on the board because Josh is the one person who has an absolute zero chance to win that final, in my opinion. So it would have been the number one. I know that he's probably making it far, could even make a final, but I just don't see what group of people he's against that he's winning, unfortunately. And maybe that changes in the future, but I still don't see it yet.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've locked in my pick. I'm going all in here on the Love Island, and I'm going to take Lauren with my next pick. Scally is probably our scouting expert on Lauren here, as all Love Island people, but watched Love Island like dominate the game like Big Brother did last season, and I look like an idiot. But I don't know. I don't know much about her. I feel like what I did know about her is that she was like, I know that her whole story with she faked her age, right? It was her age. Mm-hmm. Or something to get onto the show.
How do you like do that? Don't they ask for a government issued ID?
I have no idea. I know DM did it originally when she came on to Fresh Meat also. Maybe it might have been easier then, but I have no idea how you do that now.
Yeah, I don't know anything about her. I just feel like if that is something she was willing to do, maybe she'll be a big player in this season in a way where she's going to stand out amongst the rookies and then get targeted. Is what I'm hoping, essentially.
She is going to want to stand out. Lauren loves attention. The day she got off the show, she called TMZ. Rumors she fakes a accent. So Lauren is definitely going to be involved. That could be good for her, could be ultimately probably going to be bad for her. But I don't think that she is going to be the worst competitor here. So that's why I had not drafted her yet. But she was coming up for me.
Mm-hmm.
I find it so interesting. You guys are all taking rookies when we think rookies and a vet are going to be paired. So some rookies probably going to win.
I think we don't think that.
We don't think that.
Like the numbers don't add up. But the numbers don't add up.
Unless there's like a.
Well, the numbers don't really add up to much of anything.
We could be losing some rookies preseason if it's going to be the case. But
what we think most likely is that it's an international person and a U.S. and an American person.
And I would assume, I feel like they would do rookie and vet, but I guess they don't really. I don't know.
They should do rookie and vet.
That was my assumption.
I agree. I think Lauren, to me, I have her bold that she cannot win a final, and I have that she won't do well as my gut feeling. She is the only person I wrote anything next to besides what show they were on won't do well because I don't have a good feeling about her, and that's all I can really say. She's still a third of the way down my draft board because I think she's athletic and she looks it. So if there's some selection criteria and exactly what Brian's saying, vets have to pick rookies, that she could get paired with like a really strong man and go the distance. But I otherwise think that's a really good pick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Allie.
There we go. I'm going to go back to the guy side again. I didn't get Josh, but I do want to vet this time. Someone again who I think can't win this final, but had a slightly better chance than, let's say, Josh, only because of their puzzle ability. I'm going to be taking Devin off the board at this point.
Devin was the only person above Josh on my men's list for.
Why do I still have faith in Devin in a small way? Is it just me standing? Is that all I'm doing?
Not even Devin has faith in Devin.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think Devin has as much faith in himself and Josh has too. Like these are reverse it. Like Devin's done so much more in these shows than Josh ever has that he should have a little more confidence in himself.
I don't know why I would have faith in Devin. He was like a little bit lower down my board. I feel like. I don't know what Devin's situation is this season. Like we saw him and Kyle working together last season. I feel like that'll probably carry over. I feel like they were on like a podcast. I think they were on one of them was on the Tori and Anissa podcast being like, oh, like we're working on our crew for next season, like joking. But I was like, they're not joking. So I don't know where they fit in, but.
Sure, but yeah, and I agree that there's going to probably be some backlash towards the Big Brother side of things, but I do think Devon is still an early target. Like, the next most likely ally for them is like CT, who's proven that he's going to throw them under the bus at any opportunity that he can. So it would be nice for Devon to do well. And he has a nice like 4-2 elimination record as opposed to Josh's 1-4. But I still don't see it for Devon. Ultimately, I think he could end up even going out early here. So that's why I took him this at this point.
And you're screwing yourself for confessional points. He'll
I knew that, which is fine. I won't get the plus three. He's never going three episodes in a row. But
yeah. I thought we didn't decide not to do that.
No, we're not doing that.
Okay.
I mean, look, when you look at our side and we have Big T and we have Josh, I think it's okay to take Devon. And that's no disrespect to the fact that we have Big T and Josh, but like these big confessional beasts are going to get divided up. And if I'd rather have Devon than some of the others. So I think it's a good pick. I'm a little torn here with where to go now. I think we're at sort of like a weird pivot point, at least with my list. I'm going to grab Nani here because for the similar principles as Big T, Nani is not winning. She was going to win. It was going to be with Leroy. I'm sorry. I don't believe in her anymore. Prove me wrong. I also think without Leroy here and without, where the hell is Cam? Has this been discussed? Like,
she's living with Leroy, living her life.
She's always kind of been on a one-off schedule. Wish it was not the case, but.
So when it comes to, like, I think a lot of Nani's insulation was due to Leroy and Cam. They're not here. I know she's close to the Nisa. She's got that sort of friendship with Kyle. But I think she's sort of not in the mix when it comes to, like, who the majority is going to be. And for that reason, I'm out on Nani and picking her. Mm-hmm. I'm going to think about my next one if you guys want to discuss Nani.
I think it's a very strong pick.
Yeah, I hate to see Nani still being in this spot, but it does make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. My concern was because I've picked Nani many of times, and whether it be a must lose or I let her fall very far in a must win draft, I don't think Nani can win many seasons. She does find her way right towards either the final, right before the final. Many times she gets pretty far in a season, but the first time she's thrown into this elimination, that's going to be a big problem for her. So it's 100% going to come down to how well she's set up on this season in terms of how far she ends up going, but she's not winning. That's definitely true.
And then I'm making a weird pick because I don't want to deal with my list of men because I have three rookie men who are sort of in the middle and I'm like, why do I have them there? And whatever. I'm going with my instinct. I'm picking last year's winner and basic possible alternate. And I know I'm taking a risk because we know she's being brought in and we know that she makes it past a certain amount of episodes. So her elimination could be less points. But I think coming in late, having strained relationships with the Big Brother people, I'm putting my money where my podcast mouth is, where I basically said on our show that showing what she could do in the final makes them more and more motivated to get her out in an elimination earlier. I'm picking Amber Borzotra.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think once you've shown that you are that deadly in a final and probably aren't as intimidating, like she won two eliminations, but I against Big T and Amber M. But. You know, love them, but those were the eliminations that she won. So
and does the Big Brother Alliance want her number? I mean, like,
yeah, also fair. I just feel like she's going to be targeted at some point because every single person in that house knows you're not outrunning her. So you have to take her out early.
Yeah, I feel very similarly. Yeah. It's like last season was all about like, oh, let's not underestimate Amber or we learned that at the end, I should say, you know, shouldn't have underestimated Amber the whole time. And now it's like, okay, well, nobody's going to underestimate you. And I don't think it'll be as hard for them to get you out when they know that they are going to want to get you out.
And they know that she's pretty weak
the early going
when it comes to sort of like puzzles. And so if they have any say in like looking at what an elimination is, you know, I picked her. I did it. Don't screw me again, Amber B.
just imagine the world.
Yeah, I don't want her to win a season, even if it means losing the draft. I am debating now really between two people. Am I going for a vet? Am I going for a rookie? I feel like let's take another vet off the board. Has not gotten to see the finals appearance yet, but sorry, I don't think Anissa's winning All-Stars, and I don't think she's winning Season 37 either.
Ooh.
A fair pick. I just worry if we have daily points included at all.
I think we decided we don't, even though we said it's up to them, but we agree that that's two would change the narrative of our picking, so like we don't.
Because she's got the dailies locked up, but I do agree, obviously, you know. What does that say on my note here? 15th season, two finals in there, and you know.
She had the dailies locked up last season. I don't know that she had the dailies locked up on the previous seasons recently before that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel pretty good about the Anissa pick here.
She's
it's also, I think, go ahead.
So I was just gonna say, she's always going to be in a good spot socially with a lot of these people, like all of the vets, like they're all friendly with her. So that can take you far enough in the game, where especially like, we don't know if this season's going to have gold skulls or not. Say it doesn't, she gets halfway through the game without having to see an elimination, cause she's friends with everybody.
For sure.
But yeah. Then after that,
but I agree with the pick. Cause like a, said there's just no way she's winning a modern day final. Just not happening.
Right.
I just sent a funny tweet to Scally and Chappelle. Just Scally, you should check your DMs.
Oh, it's in the DMs. I can't even see it if I go on Twitter.
It's a Matt Bellassi tweet that says, or Bella, I think it's Bellassi, says drunk and considering getting emotional, but I'm going to play it by ear. Okay. Sorry. Great pick.
Alrighty here.
Oh, wait. Right. Sorry. I was going to say, I also think Anissa's pretty good for like switching partners points. So good on you.
Right. Like she's not going to get.
People aren't going to pick her as the partner, and people will leave. People did leave her.
Right.
Same with Big T. I think same principle there.
All right, so I have two people in this next category of why I would be making a selection. I can only pick one. Basically, I know a lot of people like find this philosophy or this like strategy like stupid, because why give yourself a 100% chance of being unhappy, I guess, is I think the way that people look at it. But by putting this person on my team, I either am happy that they go far, or if they don't, at least I get something out of it that they give me points on my team, right? That made sense. Mm-hmm. Amanda is next, the next pick off the board.
Ooh, I thought you were going somewhere else.
As I said, there was two options there. I went with Amanda. So you probably do know who I was talking about, but no, Amanda is somebody I'm very excited to have back. This is her sixth season. She has not made it to a final yet. Obviously gets cast on these shows because of the personality. Because of her personality, not necessarily because she's, you know, proven herself to be a like huge competitor. Not that she can't compete by any means, but like she puts herself in a pretty good spot. Her and Zach were set up super well in that season until it all came crashing down one fateful night. But like I said, I either get what I want by her going far, or if it doesn't work out, she'll get me some points.
So she is actually my fourth pick overall in the women. I had her above Big T, Nani, Priscilla, Lauren, Amber, Anissa, Tasha, and Esther. I think that's a really strong pick. I thought she'd fall to me because I thought people would like kind of forget she was there, and she like looks fit, and you maybe forget that she's like been terrible on the show. Mm-hmm. But I am, again, I echo exactly what you said, that I'm stoked she's back. But I mean, maybe she's, I don't know where her and Devin stand. I know they've like fought, so I don't know, like, She basically will call out the whole top alliance without fear, but she is a friend for Ashley. So I don't know, but I think that's a great pick. And I thought everyone would be sleeping on her.
Yeah. I feel like it's so hard for me with Amanda, because you look and the elimination record is 1-4. That's not good, but I don't feel like that speaks to her quality as a competitor overall. I feel like she is pretty decent. It's just going to be the social, especially coming back after quite a bit of time. Probably is that target ahead of Ashley that Ashley may need to survive more than 3 or 4 weeks recently. So that's nice. But Amanda's friends with Josh from his rookie season, so maybe that'll help her out. Happy she's back, but I also don't have high expectations, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I never thought we would see Amanda ever again, so
I know.
At least in the context of this show. So.
And that's like another thing. Like, I mean, how young is the child at home? Like months old? I was worried about her.
Not even close to months old. Like years.
I
was just like, yeah. You know, the second quarantine happened. I'm like, how long is she going to be gone for? Like, is she going to want to make it to the final and win?
No one says that about Corey when he showed up at the newborn. Just saying.
That's fair.
You walked into that one, Matt.
I did.
It's not that you walked into it. I mean, it's like a good point to raise. Just like, she is one of the few mothers. Is she the only mother on this? I guess I shouldn't speculate. I have no idea of these new people, if they have kids. But I'm frankly happy to see someone like have kids and come back. We see it with Tony, Corey, CT. We see it constantly on the men's side. And when women have kids, I mean, Teresa came back eventually, but we don't see kind of the same people coming back at the same rate. So,
you know, we've seen Corey
so on
100 different shows since Mila was born. So I guess I just wouldn't have had the same thought process there.
I think that's right there. Also, I think time is a flat circle, and it seems like she just had the baby, but it's been quite a while. It's definitely not like just a couple months.
Yeah, it looks
unless she have another kid. I know, like, because she had the whole issue with the father, and
yeah, Amanda was the first confirmed cast member because her baby daddy, whatever his name is, was like tweeting about Amanda's going back on the challenge. Everybody should know this.
Okay, yeah, she announced she was pregnant September 2019. So she probably, February 2020.
In February of 2020, yeah, exactly. So right before quarantine, I could not tell you how much time has passed in quarantine at this point. Yeah,
exactly.
So, yeah, it is a rough one.
So, okay. Amanda is off the board, and then Brian Cohen up for two picks.
All right. So I have two rookie women, two vets. I want to diversify my portfolio. I got two rookie guys that I had my eye on that I was surprised fell. I don't know. They don't seem overly strong to me. I feel like, especially for the first one of his pictures, I feel like Sasima, I think he's kind of short. I don't know. I don't think there's much there. I'm going to go with Gabo from Warsaw Shore.
Great pick. Also, thank you to this cast for telling me that Warsaw Shore is a thing.
I was going to say, everyone know where Warsaw is?
Nope. Should I?
Wait, is this a joke?
And all right, so the other one, what?
Go ahead, Brian.
I got my other pick. I'm ready to go. The other guy. Sticking with, I agree with Matt's theory, going with the love shows. I think that's a good spot. So I'm gonna go with Renan.
Yeah, he would have been my next pick.
X on the Beach, Double Dutch. I don't see much there. He's a model. I feel like that means he's not like, you know, he's not scrappy. He doesn't want to hurt his face. So I'm gonna go with Renan. The other pick.
Am I to believe that these three gentlemen on this podcast with me don't know where Warsaw is?
I know where Warsaw is. I was proposing the question.
Warsaw, Poland? Like
Russia? Poland?
No, like Poland. Like Warsaw, Poland. What kind of Holocaust education did you fools have? Like what are we doing?
Yeah, it's Poland. It's the capital.
I thought this was a joke. Okay, sorry. I don't know anything. I don't mean to shame people from not knowing things. I just only know it from basically Holocaust history.
These challengers getting like some basic questions, even something that it's not quite so basic, but you get put on the spot and it's a little more tough than you think. But I don't know. I think Gabo might be a little more in shape than we're giving him credit for. I also had, is it Renan, towards the bottom of my board or towards the top of my board, I guess. The notable thing was that he, in an interview previous to going on his first show, he was saying he was hoping there would be an orgy. So not that they'll show it on season 37, even if it does happen, because they don't show hookups anymore, but maybe an exciting TV character ahead of us.
Gabo just seems like it's popcorn muscles. That's just like the vibe. That's my vibe.
Yeah, we have no respect for popcorn muscles on the Challenger Hat, but I like both those picks, Brian. Bam, 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 bam.
I want a diversified portfolio.
There you go.
Spreading the love.
Business.
All right. All right. All right.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man.
So,
but up.
This is tough. I cannot pick another woman. I already have four women in Tommy.
You can pick more women.
There will be, I mean, I guess a woman that wins the season. I can't have all of them on my team.
It's true.
We should hope there will be a woman that wins this season.
The female winner of this season, the woman who's going to win the season was my first pick in the draft. So don't worry about it. You can pick all of them.
That is a fair point. So I'm looking at the rookie guys here. We're going to take one of them for sure, which I believe remaining is Ed, Kells, and Corey. Okay. I got, what if I just don't look at the pictures and all the abs there? What do I, okay. Let's look at, let's close my eyes. Think about them. Nope. I still see the abs. Let's go with, let's take the other alternate off the board here. Ed, who was recently, I guess, re-added to the cast, by some means. So Ed was on the Circle. Why did I wrote on my notes Circle UK? That's not true. Circle US. And he competed with his mom, right? That's what he did there. I just don't remember Ed being the brightest bulb. And I feel like give him a puzzle, give him anything, any kind of elimination, where it's not like a hall brawl. And I feel like I would be a little worried about him. I don't know.
Fair point. Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think he's the most well-rounded. Just before we started, I did see videos of him doing like one-armed pull-ups and the such. So I think Ed is very in shape, and I think will be pretty good socially in the house. I think he comes off pretty likable at first, maybe until you dive deeper. But I think that Ed will be just fine there. He is a little short also. So even if he is like super in shape, he's not gonna be quite as big as a lot of the biggest guys in this house. So I think it's a defensible pick here.
My only concern is if he's a kind of like somebody that, I mean, there's no Wes on this season, but if anybody is able to like take him under their wing as like annoying protege, I feel like he could fill that role.
I also do wonder when there's someone that's like this big, how much are you doing cardio? That's my concern for the final Ed. I feel like Ed may be working out for the muscles also.
That's what I'm hoping about Jeremiah. I think with Ed was my next highest man available. I had him like sixth or seventh overall in terms of Biggest Loser. I think Ed might be in over his head. Unless Ed shows up like Nelson and says, I'm the biggest challenge fan, I know this game, you know, whatever. I don't know if Ed knows what he's doing here. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have him above some of the other, like I had him above Renan and Tommy and Logan, etc. So I think it's a good pick. But could Ed surprise me? Absolutely. But we're sort of in that realm of picks right now.
Right.
For sure.
Brian Scally.
Right. I think you were debating this one before. Ooh. And I'm going to take Michelle off the board here.
I was thinking about her. So I thought Allie wanted Michelle earlier.
Yeah.
Noted feud.
Okay, I'm sorry. But if you were listening to a podcast where someone absolutely says the outcome that you know you had is your best case scenario on the season, don't at me, because I was ding, ding, ding right on the money. But back to you, Scally. Sorry, go ahead.
To be fair, you might have read her pretty aptly. I don't know. I am excited to have Michelle on the challenge. I would have been more excited if that was Michelle and Natalie on the challenge. But as excited as I am to have her back on TV, I don't know that the challenge is the right fit for Michelle. She might have a lot of fun and she might do fine. But being that I'm assuming we're going to be eliminating men and women separately, I don't think Michelle is the biggest or best competitor here. I actually probably would have taken her a little earlier in the draft, but I let her fall. So I think that Michelle is not going to end up being our winner. I don't think she has Amber B upside in her.
At least we have this Michelle and not the other Michelle.
Very true.
You almost had that, Michelle.
Here's a surprise take. I have Michelle fifth to last.
Ooh.
On my board. Do I think she could go home week two? Yeah, absolutely. Anyone can, especially in the rookie season. I agree. She's not the most physically intimidating looking. She became a challenge beast while starving on Survivor. She did well in the challenges. Obviously, she's not competing against the likes of Casey and Ashley and Tori and Anissa and, you know, whatever. But if I'm sticking with Big Brother in Survivor integration, and I'm looking that she's competent in challenges, she's very smart, she has great social game. I also think she's a better fit on the challenge than she is on Survivor. Who watched her sequester game? Like, girl can party. So I am coming in with the highest of highs, the most optimistic of optimistic about Michelle. I don't think it's a bad pick, though. I think her upside is as high as her downside. Like, you know, as low as her, she's got high risk, high reward. But I am backing Michelle here at this hour.
That's fair. And she's a sneaky good challenge competitor on Survivor. She's good at puzzles, and I don't think she's bad physically. I just am also, like you said, weighing that against the level of competition on Survivor versus the level of competition here. Albeit, yes, they're not starving here.
She needs the right partner.
Yeah, I don't think.
Right? I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think she's even sneaky good. I think she is known as being good on competition. I feel like that's a strength of hers. So I don't think it's even sneaky good.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think sneaky in that she doesn't necessarily look. I mean, she's gorgeous and fit and all of that, but she doesn't like have giant bulging muscles, right? She doesn't look like Casey. She doesn't look like Jenny. Is that what you mean? That's what I would assume by like sneaky. And if the partner selection is done by who does CT thinks looks the most fit, then she probably isn't going to get picked.
It is a bold take to say that Michelle is better fit for the challenge when she's won
and finished third in Survivor.
I agree, but it's not the, but again, I have respected Michelle, even on the podcast where she got mad at me. Like she, again, I think I just hit accidentally direct hit, but I was complimentary of her. It's not the game that I prefer. Just like Tommy's game is not the game that I prefer to watch, but mm-hmm. I think Michelle could be the challenge player that I prefer, which, so yeah, you're right. I don't mean she wasn't good at Survivor, but like in terms of who I want to see, it's like the person who is strategic and savvy and smart and physically fit and still wants to party. That's my number one challenge person. And I think Michelle could be all those things.
Is Michelle coming in single to this, or is she kicking it with someone?
She's been kicking it with all the Deans and the Petes, but that doesn't seem to stick.
All the Deans?
I think she's single at the moment.
Yeah, she's single.
That's the answer there. That's what I know of. I have not seen anyone popping up on the stories, to my recollection.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need some single folk in the mix.
Very much so. I don't know why that is not a... Don't... Cast, is he married or engaged at this point? Like we need more singles on the show.
That's what the Love Island
I would have taken
is,
Dean over for. Tommy, I'll tell you that.
Ooh, yeah, yes.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't think that would be controversial.
Who over Tommy?
Dean, if we're talking about single people.
Yes, in terms of casting, yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay. Allie Lasher.
Oh, it's me?
Up for two.
All right. This is tough. This is really like now it's like there are two rookie men left and I have two veteran men above both of those rookie men. I'm weighing confessional points. I love this guy. Like based on just looking at his picture, I love him and I have him lower down than he's going to go right now. But I'm going to pick Corey Lay from the 12 Dates of Christmas. I hope I'm wrong. It's sort of like I picked Natalie for this reason that like, I hope he wins the whole show and I lose this draft. But if he doesn't, at least I'll be consoled by the fact that I got points. Maybe I'm sleeping on him, but he doesn't necessarily look like the most intimidating of the guys that are still on the board. He's on this random like HBO show. So it's not like he's like integrated into like any of the broader networks of shows. He is also an LGBTQ plus contestant, which is great. And I hope to see a lot of him, but if not, bring me the points.
Good pick.
Have not seen the show.
No reaction.
Of the picks left, he was higher on my board, so I think that's a good pick as well.
Yeah. I also would have been taking him as my next pick. So definitely a good pick. Kind of surprised he also fell this far, to be honest. But
well, the only thing I feel like, I'm pretty sure he's a super fan or a big fan.
Oh,
but like, what does that really mean on the challenge?
I mean, at least he's going to like be able to know like who people like get along with and who don't, to be able to like better, first of all, better accurately like count a vote in terms of like where he should be siding. And also like, if I know like Nelson and Corey are close, I'm not going to talk shit about Nelson to Corey. Where like a lot of these people are going to immediately trip up on something like that, probably.
Yeah. I was like, what is the 12 days or dates of Christmas? I was like, what is the show? I looked him up on YouTube and he had like a 5-minute long interview or something like that. And I like clicked like a minute in, and like the first thing he said was, I've been a fan of reality TV shows for years. Like, watch this, watch that, watch The Challenge. And I was like, oh, interesting. But
there we go.
Again, I don't know how much that means for doing well. I feel like that kind of thing, I always think of that more so like that could help you on Big Brother or Survivor. I feel like we don't usually get like the superfan challenge archetype kind of thing, and I don't know that that's what he's going to be, but
for sure.
Just saying.
I'm between two people, but since we're talking about superfans, I think I'm going to pull the trigger on the great, often fedora clad Nelly T. And here's why. Because Nelly, while I think has improved in his game, still plays an emotional game. He makes wild moves that cost him the win in the name of loyalty. And I think, I believe him that he's like calling his shot on Fessy, and he will write a check his tush can't cash. So I'm torn between two, and I know the next person's going to go. Hopefully it goes to Brian Cohen, but Nelly T. I feel like I'm doing like the Super Bowl draft, like, come on down. And I'm going to get a jersey that says Lasher on the back.
He would be so disappointed to come on down right now, considering it's like he would want to be the last pick. He'd be like, come on, Allie, have some faith in me.
I'm so disappointed. I wanted him bad. He was like the last of the tier that we were at for me. Everyone else that's left here was like very low on my board. I don't want any of these people really on my team. So very disappointed that you stole Nelson right there.
I sighed for a different reason, because now that Leroy is out of the picture, he's my number one person I want to see win. So I want to see the Nelson win, but now I can't even root for it.
You can. You still can. Now you're protected. Now you're consoled if he goes out early.
Right.
Interesting. I mean, I guess Big T is my number one, but I don't see that coming anytime soon. I'm very torn here. I really don't know in which direction to go. Let's see who I already have on my team.
I'll reset the board for anyone at home while you're okay. Okay, so we've got three rookies left. We have two women, Michaela and Berna, and we have one guy, Kels. And then we have eight vets left: Ashley, Nam, Casey, Fessy, Corey, Tori, CT, and Kyle.
I'm glad you did that, because I would have just read it down in order that I have it by accident. You know, like I would have like revealed my strategy.
Your order on your list.
Yeah. Which I think I did the last time, but then like just played it cool.
Fair enough.
Didn't notice.
All right. I think I'm going to go with someone. Maybe this is also wishful thinking. Someone that I've not enjoyed immensely on the challenge. Really, I think more than most people all the while. Ugh. And yep. And then I would say most people have been kind of on a downswing with this person, including, it seems, most of the cast. I'm going to take Tori off the board.
Why?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't have faith. I really don't.
She's gone out. And look, it's different for me. The Tori versus Ashley thing. We can have a whole podcast on this. Just not that they're against each other. Just like they both have gone out early, like back to back seasons. I just feel more confident in Tori going forward because Ashley's still got the champ thing. She can't get it off of her.
That's fair. Well, you have the next pick, so feel free.
No, I was hoping to avoid Tori landing on either of our teams.
Okay. Yeah, I just I don't feel it. I know that Tori is capable of winning a final. I think that can be said of everyone left on the board, basically.
Here's the thing about Tori. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I think there's a couple of people that I can't see winning a final. So I'm glad Tori's on our team, because I think Tori is my odds favorite for the women going into the season.
Ooh, interesting.
I feel pretty good about her, too.
I'm somewhere in between. I think Tori's got an uphill battle, because I think Tori, in the way that I think Josh demonstrated good humility and like learning and growth at the reunion, I think Tori's still in a bad place. Like, I think she doesn't understand what she did to alienate all the other women, what she did to basically get herself into the elimination where she didn't need to be. And she takes no responsibility for having done so. And I think on a season with all of these rookies, she's not going to play the game. She's not going to respect them. And the biggest red flag for me is, I don't like to be nice to people I'm going to vote in. Well, get off the show then. So that's where I don't worry about Tori physically. I think her social game is tragic in a way that I used to think it was Jordan bringing her down. And now it's like, oh no, she's Jordan has rubbed off on her. I don't know. I think Anissa can help. I think Nani can help. So I'm sort of split. I think it's crazy early to pick her, but I see the logic in it.
I just think that she is going into elimination more often than most people that she's going to be aligned with. I don't have as high of hopes for her in an elimination as I do of many of the people left on the board. I think, again, she's perfectly capable, but I don't see it. Like you said, I think she is still not quite recovered and going to be handling her next challenge season the best either. So that's why I've taken Tori here.
Okay. This is hard. Have we all made that comment before of your pick sufficiently enough? I think for my next pick, I have like a tier of people that I don't want to touch just yet. And there's only like three or four people outside of that tier at this point, or whatever's left. I don't know. I hate to do this because then I have to root against this person, and I don't want to do that. But I think I have to go with somebody who we have seen as recently as this past season. Have this sounds so strange, like I'm like preying on this person's injury, but Nam.
Ooh.
His back was not great last time around. And I think I have to take him here just because, as much of a beast as he is, if there's still any chance that he's not in peak physical shape, I mean, obviously he's like cleared to be on the challenge and everything again, but if that's any kind of recurring issue, that just feels like the time to take him here.
Guys,
also a little bit of a lack
of someone keeping track of who picked who?
I am.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thank God. Yeah. I'm not. Like, I'm just crossing them off my list. And I'm like, wait a minute. I hope people don't think I'm doing it. Okay. Sorry, Matt. I stepped on you, but I panicked.
No, it's okay. I meant to say also, just for now, I feel like out of like all of the vets here, a lot of them are super connected to each other. And I don't know where Nam falls into that. Just having been on one season and, you know, barely seemed tied into like any kind of main power source in the house. I don't know. So I'm taking Nam.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. I you know, I think some of the luster was lost with him last time around that people could blame on Lolo, but I mean, he didn't do great either. So I'm not as high as, you know, I'm glad to see him back. I'm surprised to see him back, but yeah, I think that's a fine pick.
I agree with Brian. I would have picked him, not necessarily thinking of the injury, although interesting point. I think he blames a lot of his bad performance on Lolo, but like he was part of that team, especially if there's some sort of, I mean, that's going to be the question. Are they paired international versus US? Then maybe he's with a vet and it's two vets. Or is he a vet paired with a new rookie? And then I think their team is kind of in trouble, right? Like, I think... Mm-hmm. And he had good friends. Who was he so close with? I forget now.
He was close, really close with Jay, but he was also like good with Kyle and Devin and the CT side of the house. Didn't find himself in the numbers, but I do think that Nam was like not at the top of anything by any means, but very well liked within that house.
Yeah, I think people like him, but I had him sort of middling. Actually, he was my highest guy left. I had him picking, wanted to pick him above Nelson, Tommy, Corey. You know, I went a little out of order. So I think, you know, any given day I might have picked Nom earlier.
I was not going to pick him.
And I wasn't going to pick Tori, so now we're both
Totally fine. I'm not saying it's a bad
look
pick.
Look at this infighting. Infighting. Fight.
That's fine.
Could never be us.
Never.
Yeah, no. I want
to apologize for who I am.
Set of skills in terms of being a contestant on Ultimate Beastmaster, like basically equivalent to Ninja Warrior, like that does fall into so many of these eliminations, and we haven't seen him in an elimination yet, but assuming his back is good to go, I think Nom is going to perform very well in eliminations, probably do fairly decently in main challenges, and also be fine in a final. So I don't think we've seen what Nom has to offer yet. I agree that I don't think it's a super devastating pick by any means, but I think that the story's still to be written for Nom. For sure.
Speaking of back, Brian Cohen, you have back-to-back picks.
Wow. What a segue. That was incredible. All right. First pick, going to be a Vec guy. I worry about his relationships. People always think of him as a snake, where he might break a finger again. So I'm going to go with Kyle.
Wow.
He doesn't have, like, I feel like a true person looking out for him. And I think he always needs stuff like that. So he's got some friends, but nothing really that close. So I think Kyle, not the best hope for me.
It's not a bad pick at all. I'm not actually going to invite. Should we reset the board for Brian again just so he knows who's available?
What does that mean?
So he picks
who I strongly think he should pick.
We'll see what happens there. But no, I think as far as the Kyle pick, I think Kyle is very live to win a final. And it is, as his record states, 4-4, pretty 50-50 on eliminations. I think that he's pretty solid. So I think Kyle is very capable of actually winning a season. It just has not happened yet. I don't know that he's the most likely person left on the board, but I definitely think he belonged, I think he belonged at this point in the draft to have fallen so far.
I do worry, again, I hope you're right, and that it's vets rookies and not international Americans, because I think Kyle with a veteran woman could be pretty lethal. But, you know, not an insane pick. But who's your second pick, Brian?
It's funny. There was last season we did this, there was like four or five people I really didn't want. There is not a single person on this board that I would be like, damn, I can't believe I even have. Even CT. Like, there's not anyone that I'm like that worried about.
Yeah, it is true.
Personally. I think I like her, but I don't know why.
Should we reset the board? Should we reset the board?
We got Ashley, Casey, Michaela, Berna, Fessy, Corey, CT, and Kells.
Okay, make your pick. Sorry for
I'm gonna go with Michaela. I don't know. She was good in challenges on Survivor, I guess, but I don't know. I don't know what sound is being made right now.
Oh, not the live meltdown.
I'm sorry, it's so rude. Keep going, Brian. Again, I probably picked the winner of the season first.
I guess this was a bad pick.
I honestly think I'm on your side more, Brian. I don't know. Michaela struggled in both seasons of Survivor with the social game, I think it's fair to say.
Right.
And, you know, you can be as physical as anybody to do well, dominate, you know, maybe, you know, she's a bad pick as far as, like, she'll probably win an elimination even if she gets thrown in. But to make it a whole season, you got to have a bit of a social game. And I'm not sure, you know, if she's I don't know where she is on that.
Yeah, I think it's really actually going to depend on this format in terms of how I feel about Michaela going at this point. If it is, she is paired with one of these rookie international men, I don't feel as good about Michaela. But out of the veteran men, if she is paired up that way, I think there are very few where she matches up poorly and ultimately probably makes that team one of the strongest teams automatically. So I think it is a little bit format dependent, but I feel like Michaela has big upside on the challenge potentially.
I agree. I think she's the last person I wanted on my team. I think she's like the Casey or the Natalie coming in. Who knows though? Like maybe she gets eliminated, you know. you never know. I agree, Scally, with your analysis that, like, if she's with some other random rookie, who knows? But she is someone who's in a paired game. The gaps in her social game could be filled, and then she can execute physically. So you heard how I felt about it. I'm not going to chastise Brian for the pick. She could lose week one. Like, anything can happen. But I did not want... you know what? Thank you, Brian, because I didn't want her on my team. Like, I didn't want to pick her, so... At least
glad that. To take that.
She is so competitive. She is going to want to win this, like, more than any other person on the season almost. So I think that she is really going to be trying to win. I don't know if that will ultimately lead to overplaying, but I think that Michaela definitely wants to win this season.
Yeah. All right. I guess we move on, and I will take my next pick. I gotta say, I think Kyle was in that tier that I was not looking to touch yet. I don't know why, honestly. I said it a little bit, you know, earlier in the day. I don't know why I would have waited so long to touch Kyle. I think I agree with what Scally was saying about, you know, I feel like if he makes it to a final, he's always got a chance there. But we're not talking about Kyle. So I'm down between, I guess, three people. One, I will slide off my board here. Live on air here. I gotta go. Somehow this person slipped under my radar. I believe there is still a person from a love show left on the board.
There is.
I gotta grab all the love and rip it apart that I can, I guess. I'm looking at the rookies here. There's only two left, Kells and Berna. I'm gonna take Kells off the board here.
I had to just have the alley moment, but go on.
I don't know.
I think it's a good pick, Matt. Don't let these fools get to you.
Thanks, Brian.
I think it's a great pick for us.
Look, we're late in the draft here, so it was, and I think I can say this at this point, because I think I might have I'm pretty sure I'll have at least an option. I'm not taking Ashley. I can't take both Ashley and Amanda, but Ashley is somebody that I was considering. I can't be rooting against both of them in any way. It's not that I would be, but I can't do that. So when it comes down to the rookies, it feels good to have that clean sweep. Not a clean sweep, but I have all the love people on my team. Kells, I was looking on his Instagram. Lots of smiles. Is this a weird take? I feel like he's too smiley to be a champion.
No, what? What?
I love it. I love
too,
the analysis.
Too smiley. He has got lots of smiles.
Is 6'6", ripped, and like fancies himself an accountant on the show. Like, he is no dummy. He's here to take out Fessy. Like, that's why he's cast. I am very nervous about
this. And if he takes out Fessy, I will again be happy, because that happened and it's fine for my team.
Yeah, I'm nervous, to say the least. Kells is a big guy. He's definitely a big guy. And so I think that he is perfectly suited to do well on the challenge. I think that if he runs into the elimination where he is like swinging around, like pulling like the circles off and like placing them on other hooks, sure, might struggle in that because of his size. But in terms of a lot of the other challenges, which, you know, so how many of these come down to like pull the other person on a rope? Like, so I think that Kells is the rookie that I was the most scared of on this list, probably.
I feel like in general we got it right, though, that like these two rookies being around last, I feel like, make a lot of sense to me.
I think with Kells, he was one of my favorites. I think he was my favorite on Too Hot to Handle. When I heard he was getting called up to the challenge, I was like, great decision. Love him. He was so sweet and level-headed and funny. Where I think you might get points and why I maybe thought about picking him is in confessionals. I don't know how he'll fare against all the other options they have for confessionals giants here. Mm-hmm. But my God, if he's not the most physically intimidating rookie showing up here, like, he's up there with Nam, and, you know, people maybe are less intimidated by Nam after his season last season. So I don't see anyone wanting to face Kells in an elimination. That doesn't mean they won't manipulate it and put two rookies in again and he could go home, but I'm happy Kells is not on my team.
This feels like when I picked Nam last season and everyone was like, you're kidding me. And I was like, I guess. So now I have Nam and Kells.
The one thing that we have not talked about is if this is truly like last season where, you know, this is not partners being eliminated, but individuals. And seems like maybe there's no Skulls twist this season, potentially. Might be a great idea to get Kells in there as many times as you can, because you don't want to end up against him, so let's send him home first. Could be the only thing where if there were gold Skulls, like, lots of people would be intimidated to go against him in, like, a headbanger. But I'll throw him in against 10, 12 people that I don't know and hope that one of them takes him out. So right. I think the Skulls not being here does hurt him, but ultimately I still think that he is set up very well.
I mean, does depend on the mechanism also for going in, right? So if Kells is the house vote over and over as, like, the rookie vote, like, you don't want to be in a situation where Kells is the house vote and then they could be like, all right, CT, you're going, you know, oh, can't wait to see Kells. We like what we see, though, Kells, despite your smiley, like the fact that Matt doesn't like the smile.
So smiley.
We love that. We love a big man who smiles.
I had the same concern with Renan because he was like all smiling. Like, what are we modeling out here? Like, are we winning a challenge? Or are we taking pictures?
I mean, they're on Instagram. You're looking at Instagram, though. You're not looking at, like, live footage from the
challenge.
I know, but,
like, look at, I don't know, like, I hate to use it as an example, but, like, Fessy's Instagram, he's all, like, angry. Exactly. I want to win a challenge.
Exactly. And look at his social game.
Kyle is, like, smiling from ear to ear every single time that you see him.
Did I pick Kyle?
No, well, I'm still saying. You said that you would not have.
I don't know. Who do you pick?
All right. Well, I know you didn't want to do it. And I did not want to do it either, but these last few seasons have shown me I need to take Ashley at this point.
Better you than me.
Yeah, I'm sad about it, but Ashley does not have a good track record recently, whether that be in eliminations or just socially. I think that it was so nice that everyone at the reunion said, you know what, Ashley, you're right. You're not a snake and we're going to trust you next time. And they're going to cut her as soon as they get the chance on the next season. And I'm going to be sad about it. I just think that people know that Ashley is dangerous in a final. They're not going to let her get there. And she's not that well connected here. Obviously, I think Amanda has a shot of going in before her, but I think at this point in the draft, I'm going to be taking Ashley off the board.
How in the world is Berna falling to me here in my last two picks? Like, I know, I'm sorry to, like, skip over the Ashley pick, but I couldn't believe that Brian didn't take Berna.
I watched a video for boxing.
Was that afraid of Survivor Turkey?
She was still kind of afraid.
But there was a mention of Turbo in the description. I'm like, I'm staying away. I'm not. Maybe she's like the female Turbo. I don't know what's going on here. I'll let her go.
It just said she's on a season. She was on Turbo.
That's all I needed. That's all I needed.
Okay. Well, I'm thrilled you didn't pick her now because I'm about to get her. And look, I don't think she was. She's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 6 from bottom of my list. So I clearly wasn't like sleeping on her. But getting this far and only having to pick one, like, real vet in this spot, I mean, all day, give me Berna.
Sure. I just think, again, if it is, whether it is internationals with Americans or rookies with vets, I think Berna is going to make for a very strong team with almost anyone she ends up with. She did very well, I believe, on the All-Star season, it says, and she was only eliminated on her first season because of a knee injury. So hopefully that is not something that plagues her on this season. But I am anyone that's competing against Turbo. Just give them the respect, including everyone on this cast list.
We did. I agree with Matt that, like, I think we were all on the same page here and that she fell this low. But I do feel like it's a steal with my second to last pick.
Yeah, I would agree.
The final four.
All right. And then my last one, also extremely easy. Give me one of my all-time favorite dads, Corey.
Yeah.
I think over Fess, I actually would have picked Corey probably over Kells, if I'm being honest. I think I sleep on Corey's ability to perform. Like, he did come in second on the last season, but I think he really needs puzzle help. And I don't know who he's going to be able to match with, how he's going to know that. I think Corey's properly rated. Like, I don't want to say he's over or underrated, but I think he falls. I would probably want Kyle before I'd want Corey in a winner's draft. Maybe I'm insane. So over Fessy and CT and Casey, give me Corey. And I got a dream team, baby. Great. Thank you, Brian, for the advice to pick first.
You're welcome.
I wanted Corey. I thought that I was ending up with either Corey or Ashley on my last pick, and ultimately ended up going with Ashley. I feel like Corey is, it's going to be tough for me to imagine a final that Corey's winning. I think that it's possible, but there are still a number of men here that I think are much more live than Corey to be winning. I think he's great in an elimination, but there's a couple things like the puzzles. I don't think that his Achilles tendon or whatever that was plaguing him in his first couple are always like coming up in his finals appearances. But I just don't rate Corey in a final as highly as I do a CT or a Fessy or a Casey.
I mean,
we got the medal girl reports coming out.
he lost to CT and Ashley so badly with one of the best women on the team that he could have had, you know, like, and I'm not saying Leroy would have done better if he were with Cam, like they all four of them lost abysmally. But I think I get a deep, deep discount getting Berna and Corey here.
Yeah, I agree, which I think would have been the case for, say, Berna and Ash, any of the three of those last. I was nervous about letting any of them fall to you. But here we are.
I just feel like Corey kind of falls in like a Cara Maria kind of spot these days, where, I don't know if that sounds weird, but like Cara, like, was for so many seasons just skating on by all the way to the end, exactly. Ending up in like four finals in a row. So yeah, I just feel like Corey's kind of found himself in that center spot in the house where anywhere you turn, there's probably somebody that wants to work with Corey.
I do agree with that. I think Corey is finding himself either right before or in the final in almost every season now.
I do wonder how, again, the Nelson Fessy Corey dynamic will play, right? Because Corey was able to play nice with Fessy, but I wonder if in the downtime Corey's been able to talk Nelson down, or if that's going to sort of get in his way. I'm curious to see that just from a viewer play out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Scally.
I'm so torn here. I'm really, really torn. I'm trying to decide.
Can I steer him in one direction?
No. You can reset the board.
Okay, so we have, in no particular order.
Yeah. There's one person that I'm definitely not drafting. It's a matter of between the other two. I am looking at one person.
Might as well put your cards on the table. What's the difference at this point?
Yeah, I mean, look, let's look at.
Well, you basically tell Matt who to pick. Which
I'll be like. Quiet. I'll be quiet. I promise.
No. I'm saying.
I'm between right now between Fessy and CT. I feel like, yeah, I'm not taking Casey. I think Casey is set up super well socially. I think Casey is great at eliminations. She's not proven to be the best at the puzzles, but I think she's competent enough against the random field. Whereas I think Fessy has, first of all, the big target on his back after last season. I think enough people are going to be willing to work with him still, but I think people are going to want to start to see him fall on his face, especially if there are no gold skulls. Why not throw Fessy into a bunch? Whereas CT has broken every single alliance that he could have potentially had coming into the season, and I don't know where he's going to end up socially. So I think he is more capable should he get to a final, but does he ultimately get there because of his relationships is my problem. You know what? Let's see him fall. I'm taking Fessy.
All right. Do you want to talk
about? Listen to you.
Do we want to make this go quicker? And we can just, I'll tell you my next pick, and we have the last three picks.
Yeah,
off
I'm
the board?
Excited to see who you're going to pick.
All right. Well, based on your reaction to what Scally said, you might be surprised, but I'm going to take CT here and leave Casey.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Amazing. Give me Casey. That's great news.
I understand the Casey appeal, especially for the no confessionals of it all. Believe me, I think I have her last time. I feel like I might have. I don't know. She definitely does rack up points on that end of things. But I, at this point, have to look at CT in the setting of like, they cannot possibly find a way to get they cannot possibly let him stay in the house long enough to get to the final again. Every single person, not just like in the level of like, you know, wanting Amber out, like this is CT. They just watched him. All of these vets that were on last season just watched him take their money. They're not going to let him do it again. And if he does it again, he deserves it.
It's I'll tell you a secret. Pick. I was a half a second away from taking Casey with my last pick. she destroyed her knee, like obliterated to the point where if she was an NFL player, she would be out for like 2 years. And that's with like top notch physical therapy. There is no chance in hell in less than a year she's coming in at even like 60% of herself. There's no way. If she is, then she should go to the NFL. Because that's like, I mean, there's just no way.
I'll pile on to say, look, we're also talking about CT, what, like 60 pounds lighter? Like, he's in the best physical shape of his life coming into the season. So I take the point that, you know, Casey got humbled probably in the eye, like her stock fell in their eyes. So she probably won't be as big of a target and is very well insulated. And on the flip side, CT's target couldn't be bigger, especially given the weight loss and the win. And his allies continue to dwindle. Like, I don't even know that he had allies to dwindle down, but they somehow seem to dwindle even further. But I'm with Brian, like, especially with the pairing. So if Casey is with a veteran, a rookie, or Casey is with an international person, I don't know that Casey is as strong of a team leader as, like, I think Leroy is owed a lot of credit. Leroy and Cam are owed a lot of credit for the success of Casey and Leroy together. So I'm saying it.
Don't necessarily agree there. I think Casey is better strategically Clearly and socially not. Than giving credit there. I think that Casey is going to be well insulated socially. Obviously, the knee thing did slip my mind. Shows how much that I have tried to
not slip.
Yeah, you're making reasons for taking Corey for an Achilles from 7 years ago. You got Casey falling down a mountain 8 months ago.
That was like a long standing injury. That was not like a, oh, he injured it once and it was like a healing. I thought it was like he had hurt one, was like far more likely to hurt the other or whatever the case was. But what I was saying, I completely agree. The Casey knee is a great, great point. Completely slipped the mind because as soon as I could, I checked out of the challenge world, especially with season 36 in mind, was basically already checked out by especially the reunion, but the final. So did slip my mind. But I do get the point of her being much more insulated than ACT, which I don't know where any alliance that he has coming on this season. Agreed that he stands a better chance in the final now, though.
I don't want a roster bait, but if you could just give, I'm going to write it down. If you could give us the recap of where our teams stand. And honestly, the format's so screwy that like none of this could matter, but I don't want to say I'm feeling great, but I'm feeling great. I say this after every draft and I said it on the Survivor draft too. I was like, oh, beautiful. If you're not hyping yourself up, what are you doing?
Ryan Cohen, you got the rundown?
I can run it down. So we got Allie's team is Emmy, Jeremiah, Emmanuel, Nani, Amber B, rookie Corey, Nelson, Berna.
Hold on. Sorry. Too fast. Rookie Corey, veteran Corey. Who else?
Nelson and Berna.
Love that Amber still is going to get by at least Brian, by definitely me, and maybe others, the Amber B treatment, even though she will now be the only Amber.
Yeah, she's still Amber B.
Can I also, I do think to the DDs and to us when we put this out, we should be putting it in order picked so that I can laugh at myself when Emmy makes it to the final. Because I think, didn't I pick Corey? I picked Berna than Corey at the end, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I read it. That's how I read it.
Yep.
Yeah, say it again. Okay, sorry. Amber B, then who?
Amber B. It was Amber B, rookie Corey, Nelson, Berna, veteran Corey.
Got it.
Ugh. And for Scally.
Ugh. Corey and the knives? I feel like Ruxin. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
He's got Huey, Bettina.
Who?
Logan. I don't know.
Hold on. You got to go a little slower. Just go a little slower. Who's Logan? What are you doing here?
Who are any of these people?
Oh, from Survivor Spain? Okay, I'm back in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Devin, Anissa, Michelle, Tori, Ashley, Fessy.
Scally, you're feeling good?
I feel great, honestly. I don't love like having Fessy on my team. I was hoping for Corey there, but I still feel fine.
Okay.
Every Anissa, Tori, and Ashley confessional, I'm just gonna be like,
that's fine. I wasn't going for confessional points.
You have a whole damn podcast on your team.
I'm dying.
They won't stop talking the whole time.
We got, for Balagur, we got Tracy, Priscilla, Tommy, Lauren, Amanda, Ed, Nam, Kells, CT.
A lot of short names at the end there for your alley.
Yeah, let's appreciate how I got all that in one.
Ed, Nam, Kells, CT. There's barely a full name between all of them.
Also, I'm only enjoying myself now because you know the pairs are going to be announced and like Brian are going to be totally screwed.
All our people are going to be paired together. We got, for me, we got Tasha and Esther. Got Josh.
I forgot about those picks.
I love those specs. One of them's being kicked out. It's going to be great. Got Josh, Big T, Gabo, Renan.
Who are these names? Well, this is honestly Renan, it's really cool that it's like such an international cast. Okay, Renan.
Kyle, Michaela, Casey.
I forgot about that Michaela pick. I'm nervous at the end of that list.
It's a great pick. I love my team. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
We did good. That was just a scally.
All right.
Yeah, I'm happy with our picks. I'm very happy. I feel confident. I'm good. I'm excited for the season.
Scally, I'm calling it. Here's some predictions. Scally's got the most or the least confessional points of anyone, I would guess.
Funny, because, you know, everyone is making fun of the Ashley, Tori, and Nisa, but no, I'm good.
I'm not saying it's bad. Like, I just think, I think you have all the personality who then won't do well in the final. So, like, that's fine. But you're starting at pick four. You're, like, ripe for confessies besides Fessy. Also, prediction, we lose again. We have no stakes, right?
Right now, no stakes. Like, by, like, a point or two last time?
Well, I demolished all of you. Actually, don't know that. All right, let's go. Let's leave.
All right.
We can come up with stakes before the season starts. We'll come up with stakes before the season starts.
What month do you think this is being released then? If you had a guess.
Fall?
They had a quick turnover time. So, yeah, I would say, like August. What's it now? May? Yeah, definitely by
this
August.
This is, like, in the Christmas spot. The fall to Christmas.
Yeah, I think we're going September.
Yeah, my thought was September, too. So.
If they drop it in August, it's buried, right? Like, that's why, like, shows don't come out in the summer. But like, who knows? MTV's crazy.
It's like their easy content. It's the one show that they still produce other than Ridiculousness, so.
We simply must go. This was a great time.
Please.
Great, I heard Brian sighing. It's time to go. That was like my friend like nudges her husband like it's time to go. Brian did a big sigh. And we simply have to go.
Simply. I miss having the excuse of like a dog to get home to. Like there's no excuse here. Just gotta leave.
Maybe I'll just Irish goodbye. It's time to go.
Oh, should we do separate closings?
You could close.
You could just do it. Brian's within an inch of his life.
No. Okay, so we'll do our close. Okay, here we go. Ready? So thank you guys for listening. We will be back with more challenge coverage I don't know when this is going out, but more challenge coverage forever. Follow us on Twitter at Matt Liguori, at Brian _Scally. Scally, anything else?
No, just check out both feeds, download both, and then do what you will if you have more time.
And then follow the wrap-ups team. Take it away, Brian Cohen.
Oh, God bless you guys if you're still here 2.5 hours in. Subscribe, robswebsite.com/challenge iTunes. Cohen with a C, Brian with _ on Twitter. Allie
at Lash Tweets. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.